It's wintertime. The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football with producer Rob Edwards and hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Happy Sack and Obi River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. The last regular season game of the 2020 season has arrived, and while there are still some unlikely postseason scenarios in play, things are pretty simple for head coach Jake Johnson and his 5-4 Clay County Bulldogs. Win tonight and represent Region 4A as the third-place team in next week's TWSAA opening playoff game. The black and gold come into this evening's contest seeking a positive outcome that will snap their two-game losing streak. For the second consecutive season, the Dogs fell victim to the Monterey Wildcats in Week 10 overtime action. And to regain confidence, the Clay Countyans have crossed not only county lines, but enemy lines as well, as they've entered Eastern Macon County, home of the 1-7 Redbone Springs Bulldogs. The Red Dogs are in hound heaven after their big region win last week over Pickett County, and head coach Jeffrey Link and his team would love nothing more than to finish their campaign with a huge rivalry upset over their canine counterparts that could catapult them into postseason play. With Halloween only hours away, Clay County's knocking on Red Bullen's door. The question is, will the black and gold get tricks or treats in the 47th Battle of the Bulldogs?
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your locally independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of Clay County High School Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke, like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control, when the Bulldogs win, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County head coach Jake Johnson, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest free game show in our ninth broadcast of this 2020 football season. For only the third time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll describe the action for you as it unfolds this evening. I'm accompanied tonight by our network producer, a man who's wearing many layers on this cold night, Rob Edwards.
Yeah, this is what I call basketball weather, guys. I'm ready to be in the gym right now.
Also, good to have him back, too, by the way. We hadn't had him on the full show in quite some time.
You've been busy at home. 2 weeks ago, a couple weeks ago, White County game, you were the clock operator. and then, obviously, at the Monterey deluge last Friday that got postponed, you were serving as AD. So it has been a while. I'm sure that you're happy just to sit here and not have to think too hard tonight.
I am, guys, believe it or not. It's kind of relaxing just to sit here and drink some water and chew on some gummy bears or something.
Also joining us is our analyst, founder, and statistician, a man always willing to brave any elements, Thomas Weaver.
Got a little football weather here tonight, guys. Out in the elements with Bulldog Nation, hopefully here in the stands. We don't have very many here at this time, but not far from them to come, so I expect a few to roll in after a while. And like I always say, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you two on a football Friday night. And I don't say this enough, guys. I appreciate what both of you do for the Horizon Sports Network. Wouldn't be the same without you.
Well, we enjoy doing it. I know I speak for Coach Edwards when I say that. It's always a good time, isn't it, Coach?
It certainly is, Daniel. I was muted there. Sorry.
Well, got to start with it. Hate to even mention it, but what a heartbreaker. Again, last week, guys, eerily similar to last year's battle with the Wildcats. Who would have thought it would come down to the last play of the game 2 years in a row in overtime between the Dogs and Monterey?
Yeah, the only difference that we did not play in the rain this year, we waited tonight to do it. Of course, played in the rain 2 years ago at Medley Field. That's just tough. Monterey kind of has had our number here. 3 years ago, they put it on us, and while it was nice to come back these last two seasons and go blow for blow with them, very sad to not come out the victor in either one of them.
Yeah, that one definitely left a mark, you know. But this team, they've got a chance to leave their own mark on history by making a deep postseason run. And that first step towards that comes with winning this Battle of the Bulldogs here tonight to finish the regular season off right and get a little confidence back for that long road trip next week down to Ducktown to face Copper Basin.
Yeah, it's going to be a long one. And, you know, we're 5-4 right now. Should have a winning season after this one's over tonight. Go 6-4 for the fourth straight year in a row, make the playoffs. And a lot of good things going on. And, you know, things aren't broke right now. We do feel down a little. We're on a two-game losing streak to a big school in White County and then the heartbreaker to Monterey. And it's not been a bad year, you know, at all. 5-4, would we have loved to beat Monterey and Gordonsville and been region champs? Absolutely. But everything we wanted to accomplish, this team wanted to accomplish, still in front of.
It is. And, you know, if we can keep it rolling, have a shot at one of those region opponents again in that second round, and, you know, like I say, kind of leave a mark on history there. And there's another group that always leaves a mark on history, and that's those who've helped us get the Horizon Sports Network off the ground, and they kept it going for four seasons now, Daniel, and that's our sponsors, and as always, we can't thank them enough either.
Yeah, and go tell them. You know, if you do business there, tell them, hey, I heard your commercial or heard them talking about you on the Horizon Sports Network, because we want them back for next year.
We also want to ask everybody to pick up a copy of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper each week, because that's where this all started. The Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the print media we put out every week. It's in stands on Tuesday afternoons, in your mailbox on Wednesday. So please pick up a copy of that. Up next, as we do in every broadcast in the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in the paper this week in our Horizon Weekly Recap segment. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what appeared in print about Clay County's second straight overtime thriller with Monterey last week. coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the main brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where it's time for us to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Horizon Weekly Recap segment, where we summarize the article detailing last week's game from this week's DeHaul Horizon. I'll get it out in a minute, Daniel. The headline of that story read, "Dogs Fall to Monterey in Another Overtime Thriller." The story talked about how for the second consecutive season, four quarters were not enough to decide the annual showdown between Region 4A rivals Clay County and Monterey. After the Bulldogs fell to the Wildcats 9-6 on a walk-off field goal a year ago in overtime, it was deja vu all over again Saturday night here at John Teeples Field in a game postponed from the night before due to inclement weather. Much like the slugfest on the mountain last season, points came at a premium in what turned out to be another old-school battle of wills between the evenly matched teams. As your summary is going to show, Daniel.
Thomas, you know, both defenses dominated the game, resulting in a scoreless first half, featuring a total of 7 punts and 2 fumbles. Neither team dented the scoreboard until Monterey took advantage of a Clay County fumble to go ahead 7-0 in the third quarter. But the score seemed to re-energize the Bulldog defense, with senior all-state lineman Dalton Goad back on the field for the first time in nearly a month, and junior linebacker Wade Coons doling out several of his 12 tackles on the night. Clay County stifled the Wildcat attack with back-to-back fourth down stops following that score. After the second crucial Monterey turnover on downs, the Bulldog offense, which had struggled to find traction all night, finally found their footing and put together a drive. Sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms picked up the initial Clay County first down with consecutive keepers before he found wideout Jacob Burnett to set up the tying score. The speedy senior hauled in a corner route and carried it deep into Monterey territory to flip the field and create momentum for his team. Junior tailback Carson Sharp then ripped off a nice run down to the Wildcat 17-yard line before Arms hooked up with sophomore Joseph Markham in the end zone, and their classmate Levi Garrett nailed the extra point to even the game at 7 with 4:58 remaining in regulation. The Clay County defense again stood tall on Monterey's ensuing possession and forced a punt, but a sack of Arms ended the Bulldog threat with under a minute to play, and they too punted it away. The Wildcats then let the clock expire to send it to overtime, where they struck first with what turned out to be the decisive score. Monterey's game-winning goal-line stand then sealed Clay County's fate, and the Wildcats walked away with their second straight overtime victory in as many years with a final score of Wildcats 14, Dogs 7.
Tough one to swallow, like we talked about earlier. And, you know, and with the exception of their lone scoring drive, Clay County again struggled to move the ball and only mustered a total of 140 yards on 40 offensive plays, including 27 rushes for 61 yards, and 79 passing yards for the one touchdown. Arms accounted for all of those yards through the air on 7 of 13 passing,
had the TD and an interception. And he had completions to Burnett, one for 34 yards, Markham, two for 28 yards and a touchdown, and sophomores Alec Kerr caught three for 14 yards, and Jimmy Burchett, one for 3 yards. Arns was also the leading rusher on 8 carries for 28 yards, while other ball carriers included Kerr, 4 for 24 yards, Sharp, 10 carries for 14 yards, and Markham, 3 carries for 9 yards. A total of negative 14 yards are also charged to the team as a whole due to miscues. Coons led the Dog defense with a huge 12-tackle effort, while Kerr recorded 8 stops. Arns and Markham each had 5 tackles. Goad, Garrett, Burnett, and senior Bryson Burchett all had 4 apiece. Jimmy Burchett made 3 stops. Sharp had 2, and senior Seth Eads also had 1 tackle. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like Daniel and I went through in your Dell Hall Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for another installment of the Battle of the Bulldogs here on the road in Red Bowling Springs on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackling projects of any size. Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the playoff history of tonight's opponents. The Bulldogs have made the TWSAA playoffs for 3 consecutive seasons and have 22 appearances overall, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 9-22, and their furthest advancement was the semifinals back in 1985. The Red Dogs have made 1 appearance in the TWSAA playoffs. That was in 2014 when they lost to Midway in the opening round. These teams are meeting for the 47th time in their histories, first squaring off in 1974, and they've met each and every season since then. The longest Clay County winning streak is 20 games from 1979 through 1998. The longest Red Bowling win streak is 3 games from 2014 through 2016. The largest margin of victory for the Black and Gold came in 1974 when the Dogs won 76-12 over Red Bowling. The worst defeat in the series came in 2015 when Red Bowling won 49-0. The Gold Bulldogs' all-time series record is 40-6 against the Red Bulldogs. Thomas, we have a long list of series leaders here from this series. This top row is all rushing. I'll let you take care of all of it.
Rushing yardage leader, 2013, 296 yards from J.R. Fraga. Touchdowns, Fraga also in that game, I assume, had 5, and he tied my teammate with 5 touchdowns. Hall of Famer Gary Davis did that in 1994, and the longest rushing touchdown of all time against the Red Bowling Springs came in 2011, a 95-yarder by Kurt Cherry.
Now for passing yardage leader, 1977 with 195 yards through the air, Ricky DeBarlow. Passing touchdowns, our uncle Bill Napier, 5 touchdowns in that inaugural Battle of the Bulldogs his senior year back in 1974. The longest receiving touchdown here was off the arm of Roger Short to his classmate Johnny Booger McLaren their junior year, 1975, an 82-yarder between the Hall of Famer Roger Short and the soon-to-be, hopefully, Hall of Famer Johnny Booger McLaren.
Receiving yardage, the all-time leading receiver for the Bulldogs, 2015, Wyatt Mabry had 126 yards. And then receiving touchdowns, 2 tied with 3 apiece, 1974, Greg Craig, probably part of Uncle Bill's game. And then Hayden Cherry, I remember that game back in 2018, had 3 here in Red Bowling Springs. And then tackles, jumping to defense, J.R. Fraga again, 15 tackles in 2012.
He played well against Red Bowling, did he not?
He did.
Sack leader, Jonathan Frazier. He had 5 his junior year back in 2002. We've got a host of Bulldogs tied for the interception lead. All of them had 2 each in a game against Red Bull and Springs. Hall of Famer Kevin Watson back in 1984. Evan Richards in 2007. Brian Plumlee in 1995. Al McLaren in 1980. Nick Cox in 2009. And Corey Barlow in 2004, all with 2 picks against Red Bulling.
Longest interception return touchdown came from Matt Kirk, a 70-yarder in 2003. Probably one of my most memorable plays ever as we jump into special teams. Gary Davis's 90-yard kickoff return our sophomore season in 1992. The Red Dogs thought they had a chance at us. He set the tone right off the bat with that one, Daniel.
A 90-yarder to open the contest. What a play. And to wrap it up, the longest punt return touchdown against Red Bull and Springs came off the feet of Dustin Thompson. His senior year in 2003, a 60-yarder on special teams with the punt return touchdown. That concludes our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we'll return with our lustral and decadal history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Welcome back to About a Bulldog History here on the Car Quiz Free Game Show. So far this season, we've discussed 8 Bulldog teams, beginning with 1950 and covering every 5 years up to last week's discussion of the 1985 team. Tonight, we talk about the 1990 squad. Nolan Ryan pitched his sixth career no-hitter. The Detroit Pistons won the NBA championship. Evander Holyfield beat Buster Douglas for the heavyweight boxing title. And Russell Richardson was in his ninth and final season as head coach of the Salina Bulldogs. 1990 was a season that saw regular season perfection with an unblemished 10-0 regular season record, only the second undefeated season in program history, the other coming back in 1955. Thomas, this is the team that finished first right atop the Horizon Sports Network power rankings a few years ago. They finished with an 11-1 record. We'll break that schedule down in a few minutes. They put up 30.3 points a game on offense, good enough for third all-time in Bulldog football history on that side of the ball. And here's what impresses me even more. They only allowed 5.2 points per game. We'll see all those shutouts in a few minutes that they pitched. Third all-time there, defensive ranking for a Bulldog football team. And folks are going to find out why they were so good when you go through this roster here in a minute.
No doubt. The team was made up of seven freshmen, Wesley Bray, Joseph Burnett, Derek Head, Jeff Roberts, Les Roberts, Trey Sieber, and Jeremy Watson. And then seven sophomores, Stephen Bailey, John Briggs, David Ledbetter, Jeremy Pettigoe, Chris Reeser, Jerry Short, David Smith. 11 juniors that contributed big time. Michael Adams, the quarterback, Gary Bowles, John Bowles, Matthew Boone, tight end, Kevin Cunningham, one of the wideouts, Chris Diamond, Roger Garrett, Chris Keen, in the backfield, Mark Ledbetter, David Maxfield, and Timbo Smith, and then 12 seniors, Daniel, a cool dozen. And boy, were they cool. They were just tough. Zach Birdwell, Lane Boyce, Mike Briggs, Jeff Brown, Greg Collins, Jason Coombs, Scott Lynn, Bill Pettigoe, Eric Webb, then Hall of Famers Brent and Brian Burchett, and then also Rob Holston, who's in the Hall of Fame for another sport. Just great players there, head coach by the great Russell Richardson, assistants, of course, the late Jonell Eads and Coach Randall Walker, and manager Sean Burnett, Homer Daly, and we'll say Mark Smith.
Yeah, sounds good to me. Thomas, you talk about those 12 seniors. Mentioned that the juniors were contributors. Same thing with the senior class. There was 12 of them, and all of them just key players in the thing, arguably the greatest individual class to come through Salina High School. Just so many great accolades in that group and so many great players. Let's go ahead and look through the schedule. We know they won every regular season game. We'll break them down a little bit. They opened up with a 42-7 win over DeKalb County, and there's no secret that Brian Burchett, the senior, was the individual sensation on this team, much like Jimmy Crankle last week, but also Burchett would be the first to say that it was all his teammates helping make this happen. We like to mention some of the highlights from the games. Brian Burchett, in that 42-7 win over DeKalb County, had a 53-yard interception return touchdown and also an 89-yard kickoff return touchdown. Big game in week two. Franklin Road Academy in Salina. Salina High School winners 20-7. They'll match up later with them in the playoffs. Another game where Burchett, who was playing tailback that year, actually had receiving yards, 108, and two receiving touchdowns in the game. Of course, his junior year, he was an all-state wide receiver, made the move to tailback here in his senior campaign. Then Jackson County beat them 14-0. Look at these shutouts, Thomas. We've got 5 shutouts in a row. 14-0 over Jackson, 32-0 over Gordonsville, 13-0 over Watertown, 58-0 over Red Bull and Springs, 6-0 over Livingston. What a defensive run.
Unbelievable to shut out that kind of, you know, lineup. Gordonsville, Watertown, and Livingston, you know, just unreal. The one that jumps out at me, though, 32-0 over the Tigers. That may, I don't know, you're the historian, but it could be the worst defeat ever we've handed Gordonsville.
That's a pretty big win over Gordonsville for sure. Getting into the back half of that schedule, they finished off the year with three games, 51-7 over Monterey. And that one, Scott Lynn, the linebacker, had a big 50-yard interception return touchdown. Beat Ezell Harden 32-7. Burchett ran for 185 yards in that one. And then finished off the regular season with a 47-13 win over Baxter. And it was fullback Eric Webb who had three rushing touchdowns in that game. So this team finishes 10-0 in 1990. That was the time people were talking state championship. They were facing Friendship Christian in the first round of the playoffs at home. I watched some of that game earlier today. Actually, Thomas, they just got in a two tight end set, ran a power eye and ran it right down their throats, beat them 35-0 in what was a horrible rain-soaked muddy mess at the old field over there in Salina. Brian Burchett had two interceptions in that game, but it was his brother Brent. He had two rushing touchdowns and over 100 yards rushing as he moved into one of those power backs, second fullback there in the backfield in that opening game.
Well, you know, kind of similar to a lot of these teams we see now with some of their offspring, a lot of weapons on that team, too. It wasn't just about Burchett
right.
at the time, even though he did it all. And I'm going to stop and go back to that just for a minute. You know, you think of it, he was playing tailback, Daniel.
Yeah.
But all those highlights, you talked about special teams, you talked about defense,
we skipped
you
some.
Talked about receiving, you talked about everything. That's what made him one of the greatest ever. He could do it all.
Just versatile.
On, you know, any side of the ball, special teams, wherever.
Just a natural talent. Second round of the playoffs. The train keeps rolling. They're 11-0. Going to have a rematch with Franklin Road Academy. This time it's going to be down in Nashville at their place. And things just did not go well that night for the Bulldogs. They end up losing 13-21. Hard-fought game. The Rebels of Franklin Road led throughout the whole contest. The Dogs never had a lead in it, but never went away either. It went into the fourth quarter, a single possession game, and just couldn't make it happen that night down there. I know you were on hand as an eighth grader, ready to come up and join the team after your junior high season had ended, sitting and watching that night.
That's just, you know, I didn't play in the game, but it's one of those that I remember as well as any I was involved in or on the sidelines whatsoever, because like you said, we were looking for a state title. Even at my young age, I knew it. I could feel it almost. And I know these guys that were on this team could feel it too, and just ran into one of those games. You know, it was a battle throughout. Like you say, the Dogs were in it pretty much down to the bitter end, and just came up short.
If I'm not mistaken, the next week, Franklin Road goes and wins a close game in the third round. Then they're eliminated by Trousdale County in the semifinals, and the Yellow Jackets went on to begin a new run in the modern era of a lot of supremacy for them with their first state title in a long time down there. But what a great year in 1990, 11-1, one of the all-time few. You know, coming up, when I first started looking through some of this stuff, you talk about the Tobacco Bowl teams of 54 and 55. You talked about the 10-1 1974 team, and you talked about this 11-1 1990 squad really stick out, and the 85 semifinal team, of course.
Well, stick out as the five big ones. The undefeated seasons versus the deepest playoff run.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of where you're at. Unfortunately, those teams you mentioned kind of got put out early.
Yep.
In a way.
Cheerleaders from 1990, Lori Watson, Christy King, Brooke Roberts, Charlotte Webb, Susan Deneen, Heather White, Melanie Brown, Cecilia Roach, Ellen Collins, and Christy Barlow, the football queen in 1990, Jan Arms. And one other thing before we go to break, I can't help but mention we've got six members of that 1990 team, Thomas, that have sons playing on the current 2020 Bulldog team 30 years later. You want to share those
six
people?
We should. Joseph Burnett and his son, Jacob, of course, was a freshman at the time. And then Jerry Lee Short and his son, Hayden McGee,
yep.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
And then David Maxfield, and you'll have to help me, Ben.
Ben, yeah, freshman.
His son, Ben Maxfield. And then, of course, Jason Coons, his son, Wade, who's dominating on the defensive side of the ball. And then the twins, Brent and Brian Burchett. You've got Bryson Burchett, the senior, and then the sophomore, and Jimmy.
Kind of fun to watch them after their dads had such great careers. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the 1990 Salina High School Bulldogs, who are celebrating their 30th anniversary. And this has been About the Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles. You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or just stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local insurance agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. And Budget Pest Control. When the Bulldogs win, get 10% off the termite spray that week.
Up next on the CarQuest pregame show, an interview with head coach Jake Johnson, and still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. Stay with us here as we get ready for Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Jake Johnson, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years. This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County's road trip to Red Bone Springs, where the 5-4 Dogs will take on the other Bulldog team in their regular season finale. I'm here with Bulldog head coach Jake Johnson for this week's edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, we've interviewed all the seniors, just me and you from here on out.
Yeah, you know, hopefully we can keep that streak going. You know, I'd be thankful to have a couple more interviews.
I hear you. Well, we've got to talk about it. Another tough one to swallow against Monterey last week.
Yeah, you know, and it's just you hate to see something in two consecutive years on the last play.
Right.
You know, however, you know, one play does not define a football game or a player. You know, plenty of mistakes were made leading up to that point to get us into that position. But, you know, it's a hard one to swallow, just the way that they've dramatically ended, literally on last plays, you know, from last year, the walk-off field goal on fourth down, and this one just an incomplete pass.
Right.
So, you know, the good thing is looking forward, you know, we still have youth, but we still got games left to play. You know, the way things are shaking out, probably end up getting a better draw in the postseason.
Sure.
So, you know, there's still positives.
Well, you mentioned, you know, who would have thought we'd be talking about back-to-back overtime losses to the Wildcats, deja vu kind of all over again. But, you know, it's another one of those nights where we couldn't really find any consistency on the offensive side of the ball. You know, we scored right at 140 points in our wins, and now just 14 in the four losses. I think that was kind of the story of the game, Coach.
It is. And you know, we've really struggled moving the ball offensively this year. Usually when, you know, we got going against an opponent that's got some meat on us, unfortunately, you know, we are athletic. We're just a little light in the pants, you know. But from a coaching standpoint, we need to do a better job of trying to find ways around that, you know. But, you know, end of the day, it's football. I mean, you run the ball, you're going to be effective. But, you know, we really need to get the passing game ignited a little bit better to kind of alleviate and empty those boxes up a little bit.
But all was not totally lost. I mean, your guys did put a good drive together when they needed it to tie it up. You know, Keaton Arms in his first start back from being off for a week, found the senior kind of Mr. Reliable, Jacob Burnett, with a big play, and then Joseph Markham in the end zone with a beautiful ball.
for the score. There was momentum building right then.
Right. And, you know, there was. It's just when you go back down to it, you look in those losses, you'll see production, you'll see plays. It's just, it's not consistent enough, you know.
Right.
And like I said, whatever the reason may be, you know, we've got to remedy that, or, you know, we're going to go home early.
Right. But that was huge. I thought the Markham score, you know, created some momentum. And you got to talk about the toughness of another guy we don't talk about enough, and that's sophomore Levi Garrett. You know, he's banged up battling injury, but he came in and nailed that PAT to tie it at 7 with about 5 minutes to go in the game.
Well, you know, that's the most noticeable thing you see from his freshman year to this year is his kicking. Kicking game has improved. He's worked on it like crazy. But, I mean, he's also came in, played well offensively, defensively. I mean, he's in on a lot of special teams as well besides kicking. I mean, he's played linebacker for us. He's kind of been an unsung hero of sorts this year and, you know, battled through some injuries. And, you know, the good thing is he's a sophomore.
Right.
But, you know, that's the kind of stuff you want to see out of kids.
Right. And all those other guys we mentioned, Keaton and Markham, all sophomores too. You're starting, I don't even know the count, 8 or 9 of them now.
It's up there. And, you know, you talk about Markham. You know, Markham's been as versatile as anybody this year. He's done it all. He's played tailback. He's played receiver, tight end, fullback. You know, and he produces at every single position. He's really been a jack-of-all-trades for us.
Right. And that may be some of this, Coach. I mean, we have to be honest. You know, you got all these young players. Only got 6 upperclassmen. It's hard to just come out on top of these gut-wrenching tight games with a young personnel.
Well, I mean, something you can't discount is experience. You know, however, you know, from a coaching standpoint, you got to take everything on the chin. You know, it's our job at the end of the day to get these kids prepared regardless of who they are or, you know, what age range skill set they are. At the end of the day, you know, we didn't get them prepared.
Right.
So, you know, yes and no. You know, I'm never going to blame a loss on a kid, you know, and I never have and I never will.
We talked about the offensive roles, you know, but the defense has pretty much been lights out for the most part this year. Backbone of this team, Coach.
Well, and that's a trend, you know, that we've really focused in on, and our kids have embraced as far as the toughness and the physicality. And, you know, I know I called the offense last year, but I felt like we had 2 DCs pretty much, me and Coach Dickerson. And, well, I mean, I'm a DC from way back. You know, that's kind of my wheelhouse, and I guess that's kind of been the embodiment of the teams that I've had here. So, you know, once again, though, the kids are bought into that. I mean, the kids do it. They play smash mouth. They'll hit you. I mean, that's totally on them. That's their mentality. And hopefully we can keep that rolling and translate that to the side of the ball.
And the big highlight of the Monterey game from the defense, you know, we got back-to-back turnovers on downs with huge fourth down stop to set up that tying score from Arms to Markham. You know, besides their toughness, they bow up when called upon.
Oh, yeah. And you know, it's almost like a bend but not break mentality. You know, every now and then somebody will take a play on it, but, you know, they're really good about getting off the field and ending drives. And, you know, regardless of what position, you know, they get put in via special teams or a turnover, they always seem to respond.
Right. And I know it's tough, but we've got to put this one behind us and look ahead. You know, a lot of football will be played. We can still make a run in the postseason. And tonight we've got to take care of business at Red Bull and Springs and get ready to travel for that first round of the playoffs.
Well, you know, if we don't take care of business at Red Bull, you can even sit here and say, do we even go to the postseason?
That's right. Or do we deserve to?
Right, or, yeah, do we even deserve to? I mean, and that's not a slight on them by any stretch of the imagination, but these are, you know, you get into the games that you should win. I mean, and, you know, just call it how you see it. It's one of them. You know, if you look at things historically, film, whatever you want to. But, you know, that's no excuse for not being prepared. That's no excuse for not getting better every single week who the opponent is. And, you know, it's games like this that are almost, for lack of a better term, trap games. You know, you get kids hurt. You get bad habits. Or, you know, they end up sneaking up on you and doing some things because your kids aren't focused up the way they should be because they think they should win. So, unfortunately, you know, games like this end up, in my perspective, at times can end up be more of a negative than they can be a positive, depending on how you approach it.
Right. And that's my next comment. You know, this one could be huge for the psyche of this team. You know, go out, take care of business, gain some momentum for that road playoff game. And, you know, the other Bulldog team got a win their last time out, so they've got a little momentum.
Well, and you know, they're on a, I mean, call it how you see it, they're on a better win streak than we are right now.
Right.
You know, the level of competition may be a little bit different, but still, you know, a win changes a lot of things. Winning fixes everything, you know, as far as a mentality, as far as, and you know, that's something that we need to get back into is just take care of business, get a little bit more confidence, because we've had a tough stretch. I mean, this schedule is not exactly a slouch, but hey, that's the way we want it. We want our kids to compete. But we definitely need to get back in the win column this week and gain some momentum going in the postseason.
Safe to say we need to finish the season, the regular season, off right tonight, Coach.
Absolutely.
Well, that sounds like a plan to me, and I appreciate you sitting down with us again. We'll be talking to you next week. Thanks, Coach.
No problem.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Jake Johnson. Brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales from machines and components to shape the earth for over 35 years.
Back here on the Car Quiz pregame show, now it's time for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Coach Edwards, bring it to us.
All right, let's get it started here. Columbia Academy Bulldogs, they improved to 2-8 last week.
Got a win.
Probably the only team in the state that played two games last Friday.
Really?
Actually, they didn't play two games. They were scheduled to play Clarksville Academy, and they got their win, COVID win over Clarksville Academy. And then they went to Rabun County, Georgia, and lost 42-6. So they got two games in last Friday. They are at Fayette Academy tonight. Stone Memorial improved to 4-5 with a 39-10 win over Smith County Hooten Owls. Tonight, they are at Friendship Christian. The Joe Burns Red Devils lost 30-6 to Gordonsville. Tonight, they host Pickett. Cumberland County Jets fell to 0-9 after a 40-19 loss to the still undefeated Ledsoe County Warriors. Tonight, they were supposed to be at DeKalb, but my understanding is DeKalb is their season is over because of COVID.
That's a tough one for them, I tell you. They just won the region, I think, maybe for the first time ever. And out for the remainder of the season.
And there's been a lot of confusion about that. Real quick, a clarifying comment. Those type of decisions are made at the local school system level. That's not a TWSAA thing. DeKalb County Schools went completely virtual in all their schools, and they were the ones that said football is done.
Correct.
You can have COVID forfeitures and still continue playing, you know.
The Gordonsville Tigers proved to 6-3 with that win over Joe Burns. Tonight, they are in the region championship game at Monterey, a game that we're going to pick here on the Horizon Sports Network.
It's a big game, and I think the Monterey Wildcats get it done tonight at Nevely Field, pull the upset over the more powerful Gordonsville Tigers.
I have to disagree. Gordonsville is, especially going into that game with Clay County, a lot better than I thought they were. They dominated us down there. Not to say that we couldn't play with them some, and they've gone on the road and beat a good Fayetteville team who's also ranked in the AP top 10. I just feel like the Tigers will handle Monterey, and I think they'll handle them pretty easily.
I agree with you, Thomas. I think you know, both teams struggled offensively when we were at Gordonsville, and I just think looking at the last few weeks, Gordonsville's kind of gotten their offense going, and I look for them to win kind of like you, kind of pretty easily.
Gordonsville, much better squad, but I have heard they have some starters out due to quarantine right now.
Well, a little insider information.
A little late to share that, Daniel.
Yeah.
No, right, perfect time. Y'all make your pick.
Westmoreland Eagles proved a 4-5 with a 14-7 win over White House Heritage. They host Cascade tonight for third place in Region 4 2A. Pickett County Bobcats fell to 1-8 after a 28-18 loss to these Red Bulldogs here of Red Bull and Springs. Tonight they're at Joe Burns.
White County, I'm sorry.
Go ahead. Go right ahead.
Another factor here tonight, you know, Red Bowling is coming off a win in their last outing, guys. You know, have a little momentum here. This one probably means a little bit more to them than it may to us as we're coming in, you know, as the huge favorite here.
There is an unlikely scenario in which they could make the playoffs. It would include them winning here tonight. So, yeah, big game for them.
The White County Warriors stayed at 5-3 after they traveled to Macon County, but they were having the same weather issues that we were in Clay County. They started their game, but it was called off midway through the first quarter due to lightning, and that one was not rescheduled.
White County was leading when it was called off. Is that right?
I do not know a score. 0-0 was all I knew, but you may have some more insider information that you want to share.
I think I'm just remembering wrong.
Oh, okay.
I hate they didn't make that one up. I could have got another game on you guys.
Been a good game.
Tonight, White County hosts Good Pasture. Monterey Wildcats, of course, improved to 7-1 with that 14-7 overtime win tonight. As we said earlier, they host Gordonsville for the region championship. And Red Bullin improved to 1-7 after that 28-18 win over Pickett County. Bulldogs opponents 33-55 overall on the season. So the other two games we're going to pick, fellas, a big one in Region 3, 4A Region 3. This is for second place, Macon County 6-2. At Livingston Academy, 6-3. The winner hosts a playoff game. The loser travels.
I think Livingston gets it done at home there.
Well, I'm going with the Road Warriors tonight. Macon County, we saw two or three Tiger fans down there at our pregame meal stop, the Dairy Burger in Hermitage Springs. I got them fired up, talked about maybe taking care of the hog guy on the road. So I'm going to Macon County.
I'm going to go with the Wildcats, Livingston Academy at home. And the other game we're going to pick is 0-8 Whitwell. It's going to 2-7 Lookout Valley, and that game is for fourth place in this region, Region 3, in the sister region, Region 3. And winner makes the playoffs, and the loser ends their season tonight.
Whitwell, 2 years removed from being state champs, have yet to win a game this year, but they get one tonight over Lookout Valley. Earn their way into the postseason dance.
I think it's Lookout Valley that's going to travel to Gordonsville next Friday night. They win at home. Three wins on the year.
I'm going to, I'm going with Daniel, with Whitwell Tigers, just because, you know, last year they were 0-10 and they traveled to Monterey and won that first round of the region, first round of the playoffs there. So I think they're maybe a road team, and they're going to get their first win tonight. So I'm going with the Whitwell Tigers. This has been How They Fared from Farm Bureau, brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. We're about 7 minutes away from kickoff. Please stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. You likely can hear the background noise of the Aravac Life Team helicopter landing right at midfield here, I suppose, delivering the game ball. I see a lot of balloons and papers starting to blow around the place. We're going to go ahead and continue on with the keys to the game, brought to you by Westmoreland Management. Thomas, we always ask you your thoughts on how the Dogs can get it done tonight. Tonight, let's be a little more specific. How can the Clay County Dogs get it done tonight over the Red Bullman Dogs?
Well, offensively, I think we got to start there, Daniel, and what a delivery we're seeing in front of us here. A fine scene in here in Red Bulling Springs. But let's talk about the offense. I think we got to get some confidence going on that side of the ball. You know, we only scored one touchdown in the game in the last two outings. And tonight needs to change. You know, that needs to change, and it needs to happen quick, I think. I think you start by keeping it simple and dominate early and often on that side of the ball. Get up big and get out, Daniel. Let some of these young guys get some reps on offense.
I agree, we need to. Get a little momentum with the starters, get out healthy. What about defensively?
Well, you know, Redbone Springs are always scrappy. I probably had the same key here last year on this side of the ball, but and they try to get under your skin. So to me, the key there is keeping your cool on that side of the ball. We know we're fiery. We got some guys that get maybe a little out of hand, which I like at times. So you don't want to get something to happen that's going to affect next week. So I think it's keeping your cool over there. Shut them down from the start and let the offense pour it on.
All right, what about the overall key in this regular season finale?
Well, like I said, nothing fancy. Line up and play like the superior team you are. Take care of business and let the starters sneak out the back door. We got a playoff game next week. Staying healthy is the key here tonight. Tonight's one of those you use to build momentum for the next one. You know, and where this team is right now after last week, we need that, Daniel.
Yeah.
This game's big, as I like to say, for the psyche of the Bulldog football team. It's just time to show who we are tonight.
I couldn't agree more. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. That Aravac Life Team Chopper now rising off the grass here at Redbone Springs in the football field, going back off into the cool night air. As we watch it leave, we'll keep our eyes to the skies here at Macon County and bring you the Cumberland Exteriors Weather Report. Temperature currently the coolest of the year so far. Kickoff, it'll be 44 degrees. At halftime, 42. And the end of the game, a very cool 41 degrees. It is moist out tonight, 76% humidity, which just makes it feel a little cooler out. No precipitation has fallen today quite a bit on Wednesday and Thursday, though, here in the Upper Cumberland. There is a slight 1% chance of rain throughout this contest and a very calm wind right now here at Redbone Springs High School. This has been the Weather Report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. We're going to go ahead right now and wrap up this thing with the CarQuest pregame show, that is, with the full coverage final word where we ask Coach Edwards for his last thoughts before kickoff, brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Coach, make sure you cover it all, just like your agency does.
Well, Daniel, much like the air evac chopper just got in here real quick and did their business and get out, that's what the Bulldogs need to do tonight. Get in here, hit them in the mouth early, get this thing out of reach, get some young guys in there, get some reps, and get on the bus and head back to Clay County. Stay focused. I think they got to stay focused on this game early, especially, and not be worried about next week's playoff game. So do those two things, and as always, you know, take care of the football. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. Not a high penalty game. Don't get involved in some chatter and that sort of thing. And
don't need an ejection here and miss the opening round.
Definitely not. Definitely not. So take care of business and get on out of here.
That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, sponsored by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Looks like Clay County is going to be kicking off. I didn't even see when the captains went out on the field and did the coin toss, but Redbone Springs is going to be receiving to start this one, so we'll give you the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Nose guard, Seth Eads, defensive tackles, Dalton Goad and John Hamilton. Inside backers, Wade Coons, Joseph Markham, and Levi Garrett. Outside backers, Bryson Burgett, Jimmy Burgett. Cornerbacks, Jacob Burnett and Weston Birdwell, who's getting the start for the injured Carson Sharp, and the safety, Alec Kerr. This has been the State Farm starting defensive lineup brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Ready to get this one underway. Clay County's a visiting team, going to kick off right to left. They've got black helmets, white jerseys with gold numerals, and gold pants. Redbone Springs going to be moving from left to right from our vantage point here high atop the visiting bleachers. They wear all red uniforms with white numerals and white helmets. Here's the kick from sophomore Levi Garrett, going to be fielded by a Red Dog, and here he comes up to the 30 and immediately brought down. Good open field tackle by Joseph Markham to get this thing started. Redbone Springs going to have it first and 10 for their first possession of this contest.
You know, Daniel, we said earlier, not much of a crowd here in Clay County. The black and gold Bulldog fans have filled up this visiting stadium that we're in here.
Redbone takes over from their own 33, first and 10. Well, they'll play at 67 yards away from the black and gold Bulldog end zone. First play of the game coming up. We do not have a roster on Redbone Springs. We're going to listen and try to pick up names as we go. Quarterback's in the shotgun, has three wide to the left, one to the right, a running back at his right hip. Going to be a handoff around left end to start this one, and it's a tackle for loss made by a host of Dogs. Thomas, I'm going to rely on you for who made the stop.
Like the senior Bryson Burchett on that side of the ball, Daniel, I think. Number 12, it comes up a little hobbling, though.
It is a tackle for loss. Going to be second and 11 now for Redbone as it's moved back 1 yard to their 32. Ball carrier was Templeton. Quarterback's number is 12. We'll get his name as soon as possible. He is in the shotgun. Templeton at his left hip. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Quarterback releases downfield, targeting an inside slot receiver. Had him with a good pass, but it was not caught, fortunately. So it's going to be third and long, another passing down for Redbone Springs. Third play of this possession coming up. 11:07 left in this first quarter as the clock is stopped after the incomplete pass. Clay County's defense has had another good campaign this year. Hopefully they can minimize Red Bullen's yardage and points tonight. Got them in third and long early. There has a good crowd moved on in from Clay County, as Thomas mentioned. Redbone Springs had their homecoming and senior night festivities prior to kickoff of the game. Two back set now, one on either hip of the quarterback in the gun. Three wide to the right, handoff around right side to number 23. He's going to be hit and brought down by Jacob Burnett, making the stop. Good Bulldog pursuit, and Burnett actually going to get a tackle for loss, likely his first of the season of that variety. Good aggressive play by the senior. Redbone got it fourth now and 12. They'll have to punt.
Definitely the start you wanted from this Bulldog defense, Daniel, just kind of taking Red Bowling backwards and lost 2 yards on three plays there.
Fourth and 12, as the Red Dogs are going to punt. Looks like Alec Kerr deep receiving Clay County territory at his own 39. Here's the snap. Here's the punt. Going to be high Kerr going to have a chance if he wants to take it. He decides to let it roll. Clay County going to take over at their own 37. 10:15 left on this opening quarter clock. Scoreless contest. And here in the 47th annual Battle of the Bulldogs, hopefully Clay County, who has struggled a little bit offensively the last couple weeks against some pretty good defensive opponents, can get it going early here with some continuity. As we mentioned, the ball does rest at the Clay County 37, first and 10. Sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms going to be in the gun. We do see junior tailback Carson Sharp at his left hip. We weren't sure if Sharp was going to get the start. Hand off to Sharp. He's around right side, turns the corner at the 40, cuts up field, picks up about two more. Gain of around four for Sharp. I'm going to slip in the offensive starters for you, brought to you by State Farm. Offensive line up front, left to right, Wade Coons, Levi Garrett, Seth Eads, Dalton Goad, and John Hamilton. Receivers, Bryson Burchett, Jacob Burchett, and Alec Kerr. Also, Jimmy Burchett will rotate there. Running back tonight will be Carson Sharp, accompanied by Joseph Markham, and the quarterback, Keaton Arms. That has been the State Farm starting offensive lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Ball being snapped from the 42-yard line to pick up a five on first down for Sharp. He gets it again on second down. Doesn't get as much this time on the second and five play. Picks up something, though, so it's going to be third and short. Looks like it sits now at the 43, so a pickup of one, setting up third and four. Two plays, two Carson Sharp handoffs. Excuse me. Arms in the gun. Three wideouts to the left. Looks like Weston Burble, Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett. Jacob Burnett to the right. Swing pass to Jimmy Burchett. He has it in the flat. Little bubble screen. He's across midfield up to the 45, and there we see a nice little quick short passing game. Get it in the playmaker's hands, and he produces a first down. It was Jimmy Burchett on the pickup. Play started in Clay County territory at the 43. They advance now into Red Dog territory at the 44. So 6 and 7, pick up a 13 there. First and 10 after the third down. Pass completion between Arms and classmate Jimmy Burchett. 8:35 and ticking in the opening quarter, 0-0. Arms with it, quarterback keeper. Tries to get back to the line. It was a bit of a busted play. Arms did not handle the original snap. He was going to hand off to Alec Kerr, but couldn't get it into Kerr's gut for the handoff. Had to keep it himself. Going to actually lose 1 yard on the play, setting up second and 11. Dogs playing slow tonight. We saw tempo earlier in the season. Tonight they look to take their time and make sure they've got everything on the same page. They break huddle, approach line. Weston Burble, Alec Kerr, and Jimmy Burchett split to the left. Jacob Burnett by himself to the right. Sharp at the right hip of Arms. Hand off to Sharp. He's around left side. Run out of bounds at the Redbourn Springs 40 by a tackler. Pickup of around six for the junior tailback. Maybe just five. We'll have to check the spot. Ball does set at the Redbourn Springs 40-yard line. Third and what we'll call six. Sharp, the leading rusher on the year for Clay County, came into the night with 502 yards and three touchdowns on 118 carries. Arms in the gun. A tight end and a wideout to either side. Sharp at his right hip. Redbourn Springs jumps offside. It's going to be third and one now. After the encroachment penalty. Clay County rushing for approximately 32 carries a game. Getting about 140 yards off those carries, so usually about a 4-yard pickup on average for Clay County. Not bad, Thomas, for the season. I know Coach Johnson and Coach Harris would like to have a little bit more total average yardage, but still a good per carry average.
Well, had some big plays mixed in there that kind of helped that average, Daniel. So, like you say, not bad. As Sharp gets the carry and goes horizontal, brought down in the backfield again, Daniel.
Third and one handoff. Sharp lost his foot and ends up losing yardage. So, it's going to be fourth and about three now as the ball sets at the Redbourn Springs 37-yard line. Loss of two on the play for Sharp, setting up fourth and a long three. It is four down territory. 7:08 and ticking here on this opening quarter clock. Clay County preparing to snap on the seventh play of this opening drive.
No, this is huge early in this ball game right here. Clay County needed to come out quick and set the tone here, and they just haven't done it so far.
Tied in and a wide out to either side, arms in the gun. Markham, the tailback behind him, hand off to Markham. He picks up the first, not much more, but got what was needed as he advances the football up to the Redbourne Springs 33-yard line for a first down. So Clay County, so far on this drive, 7 plays, getting 2 first downs off of them. It started at the 10:15 mark of this first quarter. Currently, the clock's at 6:35 and ticking. And they started in their own territory at their 37. The ball now at the Redbourne Springs 33.
Really like the play call there from Coach Harris. You know, straight downhill with Markham, kind of that, you know, our biggest back we have. Picked up the first down there.
First and 10, 2 wideouts to either side. Markham stays in the contest at the right hip of ours. Arms to pass. 5-yard out for Burnett. A little bit high off his fingertips. He couldn't hang on. Pass was incomplete. The senior receiver, Burnett, getting punished, though, by Redbourne Springs safety. He reached out over his head, as he should have, for that ball, exposing the ribcage area. And, Coach, he paid a little for that one.
He certainly did. That really fired up the Redbourne Springs sideline as well.
And the clock stopped after the incomplete pass, opening quarter play. Still scoreless here between these squads. 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. 2nd and 10, arms in the gun. Quick pass out to Jimmy Burchett. No, it's Alec Kerr. He's caught it. He's at the 30, 29, 20. Going to go into the end zone for an Alec Kerr touchdown. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs, as we see arms throw the quick screen out to Alec Kerr. And Kerr does the rest. What was the official yardage on the scoring play?
33-yard touchdown there, Daniel. I tell you what, we've seen that twice tonight. It's been the best play so far. We saw it to Jimmy Burchett earlier that picked up 13 here out at midfield. Same play, just a little slip screen. Kerr actually retreated about a yard or two, caught the ball, cut it up, hit the sideline, and he was gone.
Garrett on to attempt the PAT. Arms to hold, Bryson Burchett to snap. Snap, set, kicks away. It was low and blocked. No good. So we'll go to our first break of the night. 6:04 left to play here in this opening quarter. Clay County 6, Redbourne Springs none.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthRehab.com.
If you haven't yet...
Back here at Ivel, the Horizon Sports Network, 6:04. Left to play in this first quarter. Levi Garrett kicks it away. Going to be fielded by the Red Dogs at their own 20. Here their turnaround comes. Has the ball dangerously out loose from his body. Perhaps we can force a fumble. But it looks like he may just break it. Tyler Waffle, the freshman, recording the stop after a great return by the Redbourne Springs receiver.
You know, we kind of saw that on the opening kickoff, Daniel. They got a little crease before we brought them down. Same thing there. Got a crease and took it. If it wasn't for Waffle, he could have been gone because you're looking at Levi Garrett, the last line of defense there.
Redbourne Springs takes over, 5:53 left in this first quarter. Clay County leads 6-0. Red Dogs have it at their own 44-yard line, 1st and 10.
Got to go back to that last drive, scoring drive, guys. You know, Clay County looked a little out of sync. I won't lie to you. 2 pass plays got it in the end zone for him, fortunately, as the ball's on the ground.
Clay County, I believe, has recovered this. We'll have to wait for the official signal. A dog had his hands on it first, but a Red Dog quickly getting involved and trying to get it back. No, Redbourne Springs did maintain possession. They do lose yardage on the play, 2nd and 11 now from their own 43. 5:25 and ticking, opening quarter. Just kind of a quiet, flat atmosphere here tonight at Redbourne Springs High School. quarterback we have yet to catch his name. Don't have a roster for him. We apologize for that. Quarterback is in the gun. Tight bunch set of three receivers to the right. Option play, quickly trying to get on the right edge. Penalty flags come flying in. His goal makes the tackle at the line of scrimmage, accompanied by freshman Weston Burville, who's getting the start in place of the partially banged up Carson Sharp. We saw Sharp in limited action on offense. He has yet to play defense tonight. Holding penalty, though, going to take away the goal tackle.
Well, I think they were trying to hold Dalton Gold. He sniffed that one out from the get-go, cut it horizontal to make that stop, still made the tackle and almost for loss, Daniel, while he was being held.
Give Gold credit, because the penalty was declined. Gold, who's missed a lot of action this year, still the fourth leading tackler on the team with 33 total stops on the season, seven tackles for loss and three sacks. Pass play on third and 11. Good ball, but the receiver couldn't hang on. The quarterback bound to be a little aggravated. His receiver, he had first down yardage on a deep post in the hands of the wideout, but he could not hang on. Going to be fourth and 11 now for Red Bull and Springs. After that incomplete pass, the clock does stop at the 4:46 mark.
You can see this quarterback for the Red Dogs, he's a lefty, Daniel. He's got a pretty good arm. Got it out there on that post. Ball was a little low. Receiver had to go down to get it. The senior Jacob Burnett out there in coverage also just went to the turf.
Two Red Bull and Springs possessions, 2-3 and outs. The punt team is back on the field for Red Bull. Kicks away, high and short. Kerr going to field it at the 38, and here he comes, full head of steam, 50, 45, still on his feet, up to the 40, fighting, up to the 38, finally brought down. An explosive return by Alec Kerr. You never know when he's going to let a punt go, or he's going to slip in and just scoop it out of the air. That time he did, and had a healthy return. Clay County going to take over at the Red Bull and Springs 40 for a very short field on their second offensive possession here in the first quarter. Clay County traveling right to left, and Thomas, it's actually at the 39 rather than the 40. And Clay County with an opportunity here on first and 10 to go up two possessions real quick. Arm's going to be in the gun.
See Kerr in the backfield.
At his right hip, double wing set to the left for Clay County. Hand off to Kerr behind those double wings. Good blocking out front. Somebody knifes in from behind, though, and makes the stop. Kerr picks up around two. Play originated at the 39, and they're going to spot it at the 37. Gain of two, setting up second and eight. Kerr averaging only three carries a game and three catches a game. Certainly would like to see him more involved with the high talent that he has. Timeout taken early in this one. Red Bull and Springs wants to take a little break. 4:03 left in the first quarter. Clay County lead 6-9.
Have done so. Now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy to find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Clay County. Back for this second and eight play. Arms in the gun. Hand off to Markham right up the gut. Flag comes out, though. Nice gain for Markham, but this one's going to come back. Probably a hold against Clay County. Markham has a lot of offense receiving this year. He has ran the ball 30 times on the season for 112 yards, 3.7 the average carry there. But through the air receiving, you know, he had the touchdown last week against Monterey. Markham with nine catches on the year, three of those nine catches, four touchdowns, Thomas. Kind of a favorite down there in the red zone.
He is, and, you know, you put think back to those, and most of them were balls he had to go up and battle for.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come down with them every time. Arms putting it in a tight window to Markham, and, you know, it pays off for him.
Chop block the call. Not a hold. Big penalty, though. That play was a second and eight play. Markham had the yardage for a first, but with the penalty, It's backed up now to the Redbourne Springs 42, where it's going to be second and 13. 3:50 and ticking. Open quarter of play, 47th annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Clay County's won 40 of them. Redbourne Springs, 6 of them. Dogs lead this one early, 6-0. Another handoff to Markham. He's off right side, 40, 35, 30, 25, still on his feet, 20. Stiff arm, cram, into the end zone. Joseph Markham, what a play. Touchdown Markham, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. And the young man just helped his rushing average out a lot on that one. A 42-yarder, was it, Thomas? 42-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Coach Johnson has talked about him, said he'd like to get him more involved offensively, and we see why as he takes it into the end zone, putting Clay County up 12-9 early in this one.
We talked about his physicality, and you saw it there on the end with that Derrick Henry stiff-armed and throwing that guy to the ground before he crossed the goal line. But you also saw the burst and the speed as he hit it up. Good wash on that right-hand side by the offensive line, and Markham took advantage.
Garrett to kick. Kick is not blocked this time. However, he did not hit it well, and it's no good. Falls short. Score now, Clay County 12, Red Bull and 0. 3:30 left in the opening quarter.
Honey Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Garrett puts his foot to it, and we're underway on this third kickoff return attempt for Redbourne Springs. Return man not going to get a good one this time. Tyner Walthall, again, a special team star tonight. He has tackles on the last two kickoff returns. Somebody else, I think, was involved, but I did see Walthall there.
You know, Walthall came in. I can't remember what game it was and played some big minutes down the stretch. He's got a bright future, I think, on maybe both sides of the ball, Daniel.
Yeah. Redbourne Springs with their third possession of this first quarter. 3:24 left on this opening quarter clock as they take over. Clay County leads 12-9. Red Dog is going to do it from their own 31, 69 yards away from points. First and 10 for Red Bull, and quarterback's in the gun, running back to either hip, too wide to the left. Hand off to the running back. He's around left side, going to be met by a host of Dogs. And I think Gove's going to be the one there at the bottom of that one.
You can see Dalton Goode's just going to dominate. I don't care if they double or triple team him tonight. They don't have two or three that can slow him down as he gets horizontal again, Daniel, and just piles him to the ground with authority.
Count it a tackle for a loss. Is that ball, hang on, let's see the spot. They've yet to put it down. Oh, don't count nothing. Penalty. One name we've not called yet tonight, Wade Koontz. He leads this team in tackles, had 12 last week against Monterey, has 55 on the season, 49 traditional, 5 tackles for loss, 1 quarterback sack. He has an interception, Thomas, going all the way back to that week 1 game against Columbia Academy. Made that move to inside linebacker, and it proved to be a good one. Koontz kind of been the leader in a lot of ways out there on defense this year in the absence of Goode, who's had to miss so much over that groin injury that finally he's recovered from.
Yeah, he really stepped up in Goode's absence, and then with Goode in the lineup, flourished last week with Goode taking on those double and triple teams and letting Koontz run at will free, and he really took advantage.
First and 15 after that penalty by Redbourne Springs, passes away, almost intercepted, goes to the turf. Joseph Markham had the opportunity of what would have been a pick six. He just couldn't hang on. Perhaps this cool night air just made it a little tougher to hang on to that hot pass. Pass is incomplete, so the ball is going to be placed back once again at the Redbourne Springs 26-yard line. Clay County with 12 interceptions as a defense on the year, being led there by Alec Kerr, who has 4. Markham himself has 3.
Yeah, and if I remember right, Kerr had 3 of those in one contest.
He did. One of the few Bulldogs ever to accomplish that peak. 2:41 left in this opening quarter. Clay Kenny leads 12-0 over Red Bull. Red Dogs with the ball, 2nd and 15 from their own 26-yard line. Quarterback in the gun, going to pass again, going to heave it deep down the sideline, working against Carson Sharp. That pass incomplete. Carson Sharp, we did not call off his name amongst the interception leaders. However, he is good for 2 this year, and honestly, he is the best cover man that the Dogs have.
No doubt. Stride for stride with the speedy number 23. Unfortunately, we don't have his number for Red Bowling Springs, and that was just before the snap. The quarterback knew where he was going with that one. He took his drop, rear back, and just unleashed it down the sideline here, Daniel. Fortunate, Sharp had the good coverage.
Head coach Jeffrey Link for Red Bull and Springs knows that if he don't strike now that his team's going to maybe fall 3 possessions when they give the ball back up. They're trying to make something happen. Sharp almost with an interception as they went for the quick screen out to a wide out. Incomplete there on 3rd down. So, Thomas, that's going to set Red Bull and Springs up. 4th and 15, no doubt. They'll be on to punt again. I know Coach Link desperately would like to get a 1st down, but when the ball's sitting at your own 26 and you got it 4th and 15, I don't think there's a choice. You've got to punt.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. Got to try to get it up in there, you know, maybe flip this field. You know, Clay County's played on the Red Bull and Springs end of the field so far in this 1st quarter, and 2 possessions, 2 scores, 12-0 ball game.
Punting dangerous as well, though, because Alec Kerr waits deep to get it. However, he's not going to get a chance at this one, or is he? No, he lets it go. It was a short kick. Ended up taking a pretty good Red Dog roll. Clay County, though, does take over with good field position once again at the Red Bull and Springs 46-yard line, so less than half the field to drive for Clay County as they take over with 2:16 remaining here in this 1st quarter. Already, this will be the 3rd Clay County possession. They've had 2 already, 2 touchdowns, the result.
Let's see what to do here. We saw Markham be the feature back on that last drive, Daniel, and broke. He was got 2 carries for 46 yards. 42 of that came on the last score.
1st and 10, Clay County from the Red Bull on 46. Alec Kerr split wide to the left by himself along with a tight end. Also, same thing to the other side. Hand off to Markham. He's in the 40, going to be brought down. Pick up a 6 for Joseph. Whistles have blown, and we see Kerr and our Red Bull and Springs defensive back working hard beyond the whistle, actually, that time. And it was an equal thing. Looked like a good, clean block, so I think Kerr just didn't hear the whistle. Actually, a pickup of 7. For Markham there, setting up 2nd and 3. The ball sits now at the Red Bull and Springs 39-yard line.
Goad getting to take out a little aggression on that play there, too. Daniel Wade Coons washing it down from this side. Goad pulling around, giving the lead block for Markham there.
Tight end and wide out either way. Handoff again to Markham. He has 1st down yardage, not much more, though. Brought down around the Red Dog 34-yard line, and the chains do move. 3rd play of this drive coming for Clay County. 1:25 and ticking, opening quarter play. Ball at the Red Bull and Springs 39-yard line. Arms in the gun. Markham in his right hip. A tight end and a wide out to either side. Hand off again to Markham. All Joseph Markham on this drive. He's at the 30, 25, 20. Brought down from behind. Inside the red zone now. Markham just going to tote it all the way down the field on this drive. We've had 3 plays thus far and 3 Markham handoffs. He's got it at the Red Bull and Springs 19-yard line after that run. Markham, such a good player. We had the pleasure of calling his brother Jared Markham during his junior and senior years. What a great Bulldog he was, and Joseph just filling those shoes very nicely. Once again, a tight end and a wide out either way. Markham at the left tip of arms. Hand off again to Markham. He's off the right side. He's at the 15. Under pressure, still moving his feet. Gets all the way down inside the 5. Markham running very physically. Thomas breaking tackles and dragging Red Dogs with him as he picks up another 1st down. I said he was inside the 5. However, it's spotted at the 6.
Markham doing his thing at the 2nd level, but this Bulldog offensive line is dominating at the point of attack, getting a great push, getting a seam for him to get started. And once he gets rolling, Daniel, he's hard to bring down.
Clay County leads 12-0, 25.4 seconds left on this opening quarter clock as Red Bull and Springs takes a timeout. We'll go to break. Red Dogs 9, Black and Gold Dogs 12.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County 12, Red Bull and Springs none. 25 seconds left in this opening quarter. Clay County threatening to go up by three possessions. They have it at the Red Dog 6-yard line. Arms in the gun. Gonna hand off to Seth Eads, and the ball's on the ground. They put the big man, the senior, in the backfield. I don't know who the center was, but the trickery goes amiss as the ball came out of the gut of Eads, who was gonna attempt to take his first handoff of the season. That is a typical thing you'll see. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris trying to reward that senior offensive lineman. And here we go. Quickly going to play again. They're going to try to do it again. Eads sets at the left tip of arms. And the first quarter ends prior to the snap. First quarter's done. Clay County 12. Redbone Springs none. Going to have it second and goal when we come back.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Coming back a little early here live on the Horizon Sports Network, want to remind everybody that we do have the Horizon Sports Network hotline active and working. That telephone number is 397-9004. Is that right, Thomas? 397-9004. We have our first message we'd like to share tonight, and it is wanting to wish Layla Kendall a happy 8th birthday from Pa and Mimi. So hopefully she's listening and heard those wishes. So happy birthday to her once again. That Horizon Sports Network hotline, 931-397-9004. Send us any thoughts you might have, particularly suggestions for improvement. We always want to do a better job than we're doing, and if you know how we could do better, let us know. Clay County going to have it. Second goal from the Red Dog 6. Seth Eads lined up as the tailback. Next arms, the snap's high. Arms has to retreat to try to get on it. He does so. Clay County desperately trying to reward senior center Seth Eads with a touchdown run here in this contest. However, it's not working out so well. Not sure who the center is, but you can tell it's not Seth Eads. Seth usually pretty consistent, and snaps have been a little amiss since then. Third and goal from the 21 after that snap went amiss. I love the idea there. Out of Clay County, unfortunately, it just didn't work, so we're going to have to go back to our traditional offense. Eads back at center rather than running back, and we see Joseph Markham at the right hip of arms, who's in the gun. Two wideouts to either side, 11-10 and ticking. Arms going to throw on third and goal from the 21. Pass is intended and caught. I think it's Kerr. He turns up field. Did he get in? They're saying he is down at the one. It was Alec Kerr on the reception. I'm going to study hard and make sure. Yeah, they're going to say he stepped out of bounds at the 1-yard line, so a 20-yard pickup between the sophomores, and the ball's going to be spotted at the one where it's fourth and goal.
It's a corner route there by Kerr. Got upfield, broke it off to the sideline. Good ball by Arms there. Maybe a little bit underthrown, Daniel. Got him away from that goal line a little bit.
Fourth down play, handed off to Kerr, and he takes it in out of the heavy set as the standing tailback. Touchdown out at Kerr, touchdown Clay County, touchdown Bulldogs. 18-0 now the score, 10:56 mark of this second quarter. And I think Clay County will probably go for two this time rather than the kick. No, it looks like Garrett going to line up, and why not? Go ahead and get reps there. He's done such a great job this year. Has had trouble tonight. His first attempt was blocked, and the second one he just didn't hit cleanly. So definitely need him working well heading into the playoffs.
You know, no harm, no foul there trying to get Eads his touchdown, even though we went backwards as Arms and Kerr worked together to get the score, Daniel.
Garrett gets that one straightened out. Beautiful kick right through the uprights. The score now. Clay County 19, Red Bull and Spring 0, 10:56 left in the second quarter.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Salina for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Tackle on the kickoff recorded by Hunter Kyle, the sophomore. I think that's right. Let me check my roster. Thomas, you acted strange. That is not a name we've called a lot, but I do think 33 is Hunter Kyle. Yes. 10:49 left in the second as Red Bull Springs takes over for their fourth possession of this first half of play. They have had three prior ones and three punts. Clay County leads 19-0 in this regular season finale of 2020. First cold weather of the season has set in here, and we're all trying to stay warm atop the visiting bleachers as Red Bullens quarterback goes under center for the first time tonight. Previously, he's been in the gun each time. Hand off to a running back behind him right into the heart of the defense, and there Gold, along with others, are to make the stop. I'm not sure who the primary tackler was. Maybe that left tackle. Gold was playing right tackle. He leads the nose. And that would lead John Hamilton probably as the left tackle. So, Thomas, if you saw better than me, just give it to whoever deserves it. 10:25 and ticking. Second quarter action. Pull back out some of these defensive season totals. We mentioned that Wade Coons is the leader in tackles on the season. Bryson Birch at second. Joseph Markham third on this black and gold defense, who for the third straight year had a very good defensive campaign. Red Bull Springs to throw on second down. Pass is caught, but immediately the tackle made by Joseph Burnett. Excellent open field stop. Actually, Jacob, his dad's Joseph. Coach Sims sitting here got a laugh out of that one. Yeah, Joseph's in the stands. Jacob's on the field. 9:40 and ticking. Looking forward to the upcoming basketball season. The gymnasium at Clay County High School during the summer, named after head coach Joe Sims, who so long led the Lady Dogs basketball team. Look forward to seeing that dedication coming up probably sometime in December once we hit the hardwood. Third and short for Red Bull Springs here. First time they've had an opportunity perhaps to get a first down in the contest. Passes away incomplete. It will be fourth and three. .916 And the clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Clay County leading 19-0 here in the 47th annual Battle of the Bulldogs. They have played each and every year since 1974. Kevin Donaldson telling me earlier today that that was the first year of football at Red Bull Springs High School. Of course, Kevin would have been a junior on that squad, if I'm not mistaken, in the fall of 74. Red Bull is going to go ahead and go for it here. They trail 19-0. The ball does rest at their own 30. So a bit of a tough spot on the field, but they know if they don't get something going, this one's going to be over early. And that pass incomplete, turnover on downs for Red Bull and Springs. So Clay County, each time they have gotten the ball back, they've had better and better field position. And they've got it this time, Thomas, with the shortest field yet, starting at the Red Bull and Springs 29. Mitch Massengill out there listening to us tonight in Horizon Sports World says, "Go Bulldogs" on the Horizon Sports Network hotline. Always appreciate Mitch. He is our number one fan. Keaton Arms in the gun, tied in the wide out either side, hand off to Markham. He's back at work right up in the gut of that Red Bull and Springs defense. Has a big gain off to the left. Hard to see what was happening because there was a mass of red jerseys around him throughout the run. Markham just refusing to go down, though. He has a first down and a lot more. The play started at the Red Bull in 29, and now they're spotting it in what appears to be the 14. So a gain of 15 yards there for Markham. 8:45 and ticking. Second quarter, Clay County up 19-0. With a win here tonight, Clay County, beyond the shadow of a doubt, will be third in Region 4. Be heading to Copper Basin next week for the opening round of the playoffs. Another handoff to Markham. He's right into the heart of the defense, hit by four different Red Dogs, refusing to stop, though. Finally, whistles blow. Forward progress is stopped. Joseph just running so tough tonight, they're going to spot him down at the 8. So a pick up a 6 there for the sophomore. Carson Sharp getting a bit of a rest tonight offensively, especially. That's a bit of a hip injury. Nothing too major, but it's been nagging him ever since the Monterey game. And tonight a good night to let him get back healthy. He'll be much needed next week against Copper Basin. Arms in the gun from the Red Dog 8. Another handoff to Markham. He's off the left side, fighting the heart again. Going to be stopped short of the goal line, though. They're going to place him down at the Red Bull in 4. So a pickup of 4. And it should be very close to a first down. I'll have to watch and see if it's going to be 3rd and short or 1st and goal. Well, I may have called that off wrong. Either way, it was Markham with the carry, and we're going to give him 4. Clay County works from the Red Bull Springs 4. Arms in the gun, draws the defense off sides. Should be a half the distance to goal penalty. Giving Clay County a first down. What's the matter, Thomas?
I was just trying to figure out the yard markers myself, Daniel. I think they got a little behind over here with the down marker.
I think they did, too. I believe our call was correct. I know we're often wrong, but I think that time we was on the money. Arms of Markham work again. Markham the handoff. I'm going to say it started at the 2, and he gets into the end zone. His second touchdown of the contest, or is it his third? Second. 7-minute mark of the second quarter, and Clay County goes up 25-0 over Red Bull and Springs. Coach Edwards, I can give you a chance to talk. Anything to say?
I'm just trying to keep warm here, Thomas. Daniel, I'm employing this fine hand warmer you've given me.
I see you're looking up some scores for that budget pest control halftime update. Any scores of interest you'd like to go ahead and share now after this Levi Garrett kick, which is once again going to be blocked by Red Bull and Springs. 25-0. I know we've got a big region title game going. If you have a Gordonsville Monterey score before we go to break, please share it.
Yeah, I do not have it right now. I'm looking. The scores are pretty few and far between, as a matter of fact.
Okay. 7-minute mark of the second quarter. Clay County leads 25-0.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlie Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Red Bull and Springs going to take over from their own 35-yard line after the Levi Garrett kick went out of bounds. They accept a play from there. Red Bull, and if I'm not mistaken, has yet to earn a first down in this contest. They are, I think, 1-7 overall in the year. Beat Pickett County last week to get their first win. two-back set for Red Bull. Quarterback's in the gun, has the running back on either hip. Here's the snap. Play-action pass, has time now under pressure, going to be sacked. Give credit to the all-time leader, Dalton Goad.
Sir.
At least half of it was his. Somebody else was in there, too. Maybe even Jimmy Burchett. Goad, as we mentioned, has had limited action on the year, but still fourth in the team in tackles. That just shows you how big a force he is when he's in there and healthy, Thomas, because he's missed, I'm going to say, three games, you know, three. This is our ninth tonight. We had the COVID win against Pickett and didn't play a game there. So nine total games in the regular season that are actually played. And I know he's missed around three of them, probably cumulatively if you added them all together. Three wide to the left here for Redbone Springs on second and 14 after the big sack. Another passing down, balls away. This one's incomplete. Good coverage by the freshman, Weston Burble, who's getting his first start of his career on replacing Sharp. Coach Johnson speaks a lot about Burble, says he's a smart young player, pretty gritty, thinks he's going to have a good career as a varsity Bulldog.
Was a good coverage right there. But, again, the Red Bull Springs quarterback, wish we knew his name. Maybe they'll announce it eventually. Got a good arm. He hit him right between the numbers on that one. Burble kind of jarred it loose, maybe.
6:05, and the clock stopped after the incomplete pass. Third and 14. Clay County leading 25-9. Redbone Springs quarterback in the gun, running back to his right hip, three wide again to the left, one to the right. He targets the right side this time, intercepted. It's going to be Wade Coons. Could he go the distance? He's at the 30, 25, 20, and brought down. And a penalty flag out anyway, so had he gone the distance, perhaps a block in the back. But the big junior inside linebacker just dropped into coverage there, read the quarterback's eyes, showed his agility and his talent as he intercepted and headed up the far sideline. We'll have to see where Clay Kenny takes over after this penalty is assessed, though.
Great play by Coons there. Like you say, just got his drop, and he was there, read the quarterback, got in front of the ball, and he was sniffing the end zone right there, Daniel.
You know, Wade's one that if we had the right personnel that would allow him to do so, would make a good fullback. He's very quick, a smart kid. We've just got to have him up on that offensive line where he does such a good job. Looks like Clay County officially will take over for this possession from the Red Bull and Springs. We'll call it the 32. Dogs break huddle, come to the line. Senior center Seth Eads preparing to snap. Arms in the gun and whistles blow. Perhaps a delay of game. Side judge runs over to the white hat to discuss things. Something against Red Bull. Offsides against Red Bull. Going to be first and five after the penalty. Football is marched forward 5 yards and placed at the Red Dog 28-yard line. Miss Sandra Gentry also has texted into the hotline. Proud to have her listening tonight. Such a great Clay County fan, Miss Sandra Gentry. Arms in the gun, tied in a wide out to either side. Hands off to Markham, who's working again inside. Markham with another 6 to 7 yard gain as he just physically goes right into the middle of that Dog defense. It was second and five. Now the down marker moves forward and the chains go with it. First down yardage picked up and the ball spotted at the Red Bull and Springs 21. Five and a half minutes and ticking left here in the second quarter. Clay County trying to go up what would be five possessions right now. It's 25-0 in favor of the black and gold Dogs. Markham not getting much on first and 10. Penetration out of the Red Bull and Springs defensive line that time. Two different Red Dogs knifing through, bringing Markham down around the line of scrimmage. No gain. Second and 10 after that play.
You know, with that touchdown, Markham went over 100 yards on that last drive. He's up to 112 on 12 carries tonight.
Markham, a very talented player, and that's kind of the story with Clay County. So many kids that are capable of carrying the football. Markham again carries, and a penalty flag comes down in the vicinity of the offensive line. I assume it's going to come back. We mentioned that Sharp was the leading rusher for the Dawgs on the season coming into the Naps game. Second leading rusher, quarterback Keaton Arms. Now, these numbers would include any sacks he has, but has 332 yards on 53 carries. That's a 6.3 yards per carry average for the quarterback. And has three rushing touchdowns, does the sophomore. Looks like we have a score, Coach. Share that with us. From the region championship game up at Medley Field.
Monterey 13, Gordonsville 0. Doug Strong sent us in the score there. Thank you, Doug.
Looks like he is tuned in listening to us as well, so he's got all kinds of action going on tonight. Pass thrown and dropped by Burnett. Once again, just a little high pass should have been caught. Jacob, no doubt, will be the first to tell you that. Had to go up above his helmet to extend to try to catch it. And I just wonder if you don't go back to that earlier one. He got lit up pretty good on a similar type play. That one just a little too high for him. Incomplete. Burnett has been good on the offensive side and defensive lately, of course. Has had a couple big catches over the last couple weeks. Looks like the ball now is at the Clay County 31. That's where they placed it after that big penalty earlier. Third and 18. Arms in the gun. Three wide to the right, one to the left. Arms rolls to his right, has time, looks downfield, releases. Caught this time, it's Jimmy Burchett. Breaks three tackles in the tough sophomore receiver being brought down inside the 15. It will call the Red Bull and Springs 13-yard line. Nice pickup. I like to see what Clay County's doing tonight. Offensive coordinator Chris Harris expanding the playbook a little bit, calling some short passing game, letting his sophomore quarterback get in a rhythm, letting these receivers get the ball in space. Ball at the Red Dog 13, where Clay County has it. They can. It's fourth and about two after that big penalty, even though they got yardage here. It's still fourth down. Arms in the gun. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. He goes around right side. It's actually not Markham. It's Kerr. Alec Kerr on the carry. Gets plenty of yardage, enough for the first down and down inside the 10-yard line. And I think it's going to be placed, Thomas, at the Red Bull and Springs 4-yard line. Hard to see from this vantage point. Clay County driving left to right here during the second quarter. 3:31 left in the second quarter. Clay County does lead 25-0. Black and Gold Dogs got up early in this one and have scored each and every time they've had the ball. Two wide either side. Hand off to senior center Seth Eads, who lined up at tailback. And the big man takes it in for his first ever career touchdown. What a nice exclamation mark here in the second quarter for the guy they call Mr. Consistency, the senior center Seth Eads, and what a tip of the hat to him from Coach Johnson and Coach Harris finally getting him that touchdown here in his last regular season contest as a senior. So rewarding to see that for that young man.
No doubt about it. You know, we talked about it, Coach Johnson, in the interview when we had senior Seth Eads, and we've interviewed all the seniors this year. Folks can go back and listen to them. Dalton Gold last week, Jacob Burnett, Bryson Burchett, and then also Seth. And, you know, he's the only center Coach Johnson's ever known, and it's just not something he has to worry about. And we've seen Seth flip over to the defensive side of the ball this year and played really well holding up right there in the middle at nose guard in Dalton Gold's absence and others. And like you said, just a great thing that, you know, that means a lot to a guy that's pounded in the trenches all of his life. Never got to carry the ball. First carry, it's a touchdown.
That's right. 3:25 mark here left in the second quarter. Clay County leading 32-0. Coach Johnson and I spoke quite a bit about this senior class here over the last week or two. We get a free minute of time at school in the cafeteria and stuff, and just talked individually about each one of them. Talked about the loss of the late John Copeland back in November, almost a year ago now, and how much that affected this class. They were such a tight-knit group, and just nice to see them performing well here tonight. Going to go to 6-4. This senior class will be the first group since the graduates of 1998 to finish their careers with an overall winning record, a four-year winning record. So that's a pretty big achievement. Something else they're going to do, the first group since the graduates of the fall of 98 to go to four consecutive playoffs. each year they were in high school. So it's a small group, but a class group. All of them contributors, Bryson Burchett, Dalton Gold, Seth Ease, Jacob Burnett, and as I just got done through talking about, you know, the late John Copeland, and just such a quality group of kids, and they've done a lot for Bulldog football during their 4 years, and still got a lot more to do as we get into postseason action next week.
Right, and we talked about, you know, last year's seniors kind of being some of the ones that brought football back here in Clay County. Well, these are the guys that have really done it. They've done it. They've been here all 4 years of their career and been consistent at it. Playoffs. Turn this program around, really.
Redbone Springs taking over after the Garrett kickoff. Clay County leads 32-9 here early. TWSAA rules require a 35-point lead for a running clock in the second half, so we are not at that point currently, but perhaps with a 3:10 and ticking left here in the second quarter, we will get to that point prior to the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show that we'll play during halftime. First and 10 play for Redbone Springs, a run of one, setting up second and 9. What was that score, Coach? 13-0? Monterey favor?
Well, an update is 13-7 now. Monterey up, getting close to halftime.
So here's the way things are going to shake out. Clay County going to travel to Copper Basin, 3.5-hour trip, about 160 miles. And we'll go down there and call that one. If you can't make the trip, tune in for it. Then, hopefully, with a black and gold victory, as the lay of game is called against Redbone Springs here, if we win that opening round game, we kick back and we'll face the number one seed. So the winner of that Monterey-Gordonsville game, Clay County gets a shot at redemption in the second round of the playoffs if we can make it to that point. That's not something for an old football guy you get to do a whole lot. Basketball coach, I know you play everybody twice each year. You don't get to do it in football much, so the chance to do that pretty big.
And you can't overlook the fact they have to win their first round game as well. You know, last year, Monterey, the one seed, got beat in the first round. So,
good point. Incomplete pass on 2nd and 11. Actually, it was on 2nd and 13, setting up 3rd and 13. 2:20 left here in this second quarter. It's been all Clay County in this one. Both you guys in the CarQuest pregame show segments called for early strike, and that's what's happened. Should be a lot of subs here in the second half of play, but we're not there yet. 2:20 left as timeout's taken here in the second quarter.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 3rd and long. Redbone Springs quarterback Aubrey Link in the gun, calls for the snap. Quick screen thrown out to the left. Immediately the tackle made, and I believe it was Gold. Dalton Gold there just all over that one. Tackle for loss made by the senior. Have to send out thanks to Gene Edwards, Coach Edwards' wife, who knew that we were short a Redbone Springs roster and sent us one. So appreciate that. Aubrey Link, the quarterback. Jeffrey Link, the head coach of Redbone Springs. I make the assumption that there is a kinship there between those two. Minute 45 and ticking. 4th and about 20. Redbone Springs is going to punt it from their own 30-yard line. Deep to receive, Jimmy Burchett. Punts away. Burchett going to watch it hit around the 50, and he's going to stay away from it. Clay County going to take over at their own 45, worst field position they've had in some time now. Most of their drives have began in Redbone Springs territory. Minute 25 left here in the second quarter. And I know Coach Johnson would probably like to see a running clock to begin the third quarter, so I look for him to try to score here, but I don't think they'll throw the ball to do it. I think they'll hand off to Markham or some ground stuff. We'll have to see, though.
We're seeing Kerr coming out and a couple of reserves coming in, Daniel.
Joseph Burble coming out for the first time tonight, another young, gritty freshman. He sustained a neck injury earlier in the year. Fortunately, has recovered from that. Jacob Burnett and Jimmy Burchett split to the right. Joseph Bird will going to join them, making it three wide in that direction. A lone receiver to the left. Arms in the gun. I was wrong. We are going to pass here. Arms releases downfield for Joseph Burble. Off of his fingertips, incomplete. Just a beauty of a pass by Arms. Bird will probably the shortest man on Clay County's roster. I do not have a height on him, but most of the guys that would have hit him where they could have caught it, that was just a little high for Joseph, though. Going to be a good player. I had the privilege of watching him some during junior high, and he likes to hit. Defensively, he's aggressive. He'll come up and pop you. Two wide to either side. Markham at the right hip of Arms, who is in the gun. Releases again. This time it's caught, and a great open field tackle made by Redbone Springs. It's number 23. Jimmy Burchett made the catch. Advanced it up from the 45 to the 50, so a pickup of 5. Minute 2 and ticking on that completed pass. 3rd and 5 for Clay County. Dogs playing quickly here, trying to score before the half. Kind of working on something. They must find themselves in this position next week when it really matters. Markham at the right hip of Arms. Here's the snap. Keaton to pass. Has time. Releases downfield. Another nice-looking ball. Intending to hit Joseph Birdwell on the deep outer corner route. Birdwell stopped a little short, though, and there was some pretty good coverage on the play. Arms wisely putting it high and wide where nobody could get to it other than his guy. Clay County cannot convert here, and they're going to punt away. With 42.1 seconds left, first drive of the night, Thomas, that Clay County has an end of the possession with a touchdown.
Yeah, and like you say, maybe working on a little something there and trying to get Arms some confidence on some of these quick throws and that kind of thing. But was trying to do it with the reserve players there, so that makes it tough.
Markham puts his foot to it. First punt of the night's a beauty. High spiraling kick. Going to take a nice black and gold dog bounce and be downed at the Redbone Springs 12-yard line. Well, Red Bullen takes over 88 yards away from the Clay County end zone with only 30.6 seconds left to work here in the second quarter. They have no timeouts to their credit, I believe. I know they've taken two at least. They have one left. That playoff game next week at Copper Basin High School will start at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So the Carquist pregame show will actually air at 5 o'clock Central here in Salina. With time changing this weekend, though, it'll already be dark. So just sit on down and tune in at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time and listen to that opening round game next week if you don't make the trip. Link to throw on 1st and 10. Pass incomplete. Let me tell you something. Thomas, you alluded to it earlier. Aubrey Link, the freshman quarterback, I believe it was, for Redbone Springs, he's thrown the ball well tonight. They've not caught it. Not caught any of them that I remember. Mm-hmm. But he's thrown the ball very well.
He has. Some of the brightest future Redbone Springs has seen in a while. Yeah. When you see a freshman that can sling it, and like I say, he's a lefty, got a good delivery, puts some speed on the ball. He's hit several guys right in the numbers, just hasn't been able to convert.
And Clay County's got to him, sacked him a couple times, and that hadn't affected him. He's still in there throwing the football. 25 seconds left in the second quarter, 2nd and 10 after that incomplete pass. 3 wideouts to the left, 1 to the right, Link in the shotgun. Going to hand off this time. Tackle made by Host of Dogs. Dalton Goad, the primary tackler on the play, making up for some of that lost time tonight. He's got several stops already in this contest. And that's going to be the last play of the first half. Is the clock's at 3 seconds and ticking. Clay County going to be leading it here 32-0 over Red Bull and Springs, and Clay County will receive the ball to start the third quarter. Time for the Poplar Grove Buddy Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for opponent stats from the first two quarters by producer Rob Edwards, Bulldog midway totals from analyst Thomas Weaver, a scoring summary from play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Star Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in chilly Red Bowling Springs. As we're getting a little taste of winter here on a football Friday night, and Clay County is dominating, leading 32-0 here over Red Bull and Springs at the break. And they scored on all of their first half possessions, but one had to punt on their last one. And it started with Keaton Arms throwing a 33-yard touchdown pass to Alec Kerr to make it 6-0 with 6:04. Going in the ball game, remaining in the first quarter. And then Joseph Markham went to work. He carried several times already in this first half, broke a 42-yarder to make it 12-0. Then Kerr took it in from 1 yard out after catching a big pass down the sideline from Keaton Arms. That score made it 19-0 after Levi Garrett PAT. And then the next one come from Markham from 2 yards out, 25-0. And then the capper, senior Seth Eads, getting rewarded with his first touchdown of his career for your halftime score of 32-0. The offense is being led by Markham. He's got 12 carries for 112 yards and 2 touchdowns on the ground already tonight. Carson Sharp has 4 carries for 9 yards. Alec Kerr has 3 carries for 12 yards. And then Eads also the 1 carry for 4 yards and a touchdown. At the half, Keaton Arms is also 5 for 9 through the air for 89 total yards and the 1 touchdown to Alec Kerr, defensively being led by senior Dalton Gold. 5 stops here at halftime, 1 sack, 1 of those for loss. So, again, Clay County dominating like they should be here at Red Bowling Springs, 32-0. At halftime, stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Still to come, a budget pest control scoreboard update from producer Rob Edwards, and final thoughts from analyst Thomas Weaver and play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong as we wrap up the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show and get ready for the second half kickoff of Bulldog football. All coming up after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org. where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Coach Edwards is going to kick over to you before we get the second half underway and let you do your thing with a Budget Pest Control scoreboard update. But first, I thank some Red Bull and staff.
Yeah, it's not going to take long, Daniel. It's they ran 20 plays for a total of 5 yards. seven rushes for two, and quarterback Link, is that right? Link is 2 of 13 for 3 yards and 1 interception. Scores of interest. Scores that we're interested in, at least. Westmoreland 7, Cascade 0 at halftime. Joe Burns 35, Pickett 0. Game's also at halftime. Watertown 14, East Robertson 0. Trousdale 28, Jackson 0. Monterey 13, Gordonsville 14 at halftime.
Region 4A title game there.
Macon County 7, Livingston Academy 0 halftime. And Whitwell, 0-8 Whitwell, 36, Lookout Valley 7.
Wow.
At the half.
You were right about the Tigers, I guess.
Second half ain't been played, though. Second half's yet to be played here either, but before I start talking about some things, I'll let you finish up your segment.
Well, this scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Buenas noches, roaches.
Speaking of Budget Pest Control and owners Luke and Angela Collins, two of their lovely daughters are on this year's cheerleading squad. Always like to call off the cheerleaders, and honestly, I don't know. They are here, Coach Edwards. Okay, they're... down
you see all the pink hair bows there on the far end. That's the cheerleaders.
They are here tonight. Several freshmen on the squad this year. Allison Collins, Callie Devanna, Chloe Graves, Laney Haynes, and Jalen Strong. Sophomores, Katie Burnett, Allie Copeland, Haley Montgomery, Kinley Trobaugh. Juniors, Anna Ray Collins, Haley Kirk, Zoe Siever, and Tamara Smith. And two seniors, Austin Weir and Maggie Weir. Cheerleaders are sponsored by Stephen and Lana Chitwood. And it is time to get this second half underway. Clay County going to receive the opening kick to start things in this third quarter. Clay County leads right now 32-0. As you heard Coach Edwards say, only 5 yards of positive offense for the Red Dogs here in this contest. Deep receiver for Clay County is Jimmy Burgett. Back there with him, I believe, is Joseph Burble and Jacob Burnett. Clay County going to be traveling to Copper Basin next week. Copper Basin was scheduled to play the South Pittsburgh Pirates tonight in the regular season finale, but Copper Basin opting out of that one due to some COVID concerns. I think they have some quarantines on their squad. They are scheduled to host us next week, though, down at Copper Basin. As we mentioned, it's in the Eastern time zone. So the Carquest pregame show will air at 5 o'clock Central Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time.
You know, Copper Basin's been ranked in the top 10 by the Associated Press all year long, too. Daniel only having one loss, so not going to be an easy road trip for the Dogs in the first round either.
Kickoff fielded by Jacob Burnett. He's up the far sideline with it, has a full head of steam, and taken out of bounds right at the 50-yard line. One thing about Copper Basin is actually Markham on the return, wasn't it? Copper Basin has not played a live-action football game since October the 16th. They've only played two contests. since September the 11th, the night we hosted Cumberland County back in week four. So that's got to be a detriment to the Cougars of Copper Basin, only playing in two live contests in essentially the last 2 months. Clay County taking over here for their first possession of the third quarter.
A lot of new white jerseys out there.
Directly at midfield at the 50-yard line. Jimmy Burchett, the quarterback, hands off to Tyler Wassel, who stood up and brought down the backfield. Wassel, the freshman, taken down on the carry. He'll lose yardage on the play. Call it a loss of one, as the ball is now in Clay County territory at the 49. A lot of the fans who made the trip over tonight certainly hoping Clay County will score on this drive, and that would start the running clock.
Again,
Jimmy, go ahead.
With the weather here tonight, I'm really impressed with this traveling crowd.
Wathel again carries on second down, another tackle for loss made. We'll try to bring the reserve offensive lineman to you to the best of our ability. T.J. Crawford in there, along with Hunter Kyle. Stone Lynn, I believe, the center. Jimmy Burchett is the backup quarterback. Two wide to the right, two to the left. Wassel sits at the right hip of Burchett, who's in the gun. Snap on third and 13. Burchett going to keep it this time, 50. Breaks a tackle up to the 45, where he breaks another tackle and picks up a few more yards before being brought down. In what we'll call the Red Bull and Springs 43. So a nice pickup of Jimmy. It was third and long, though, after Wathel lost yardage on first and second down. So even though he picked up around 10 yards on the carry, it sets up fourth.
It's a penalty on the play, Daniel.
Never mind. It was going to be fourth and about four. And that's not going to stand. Freshman Logan Jennings in is a wide out. As I see new numbers that are in the huddle, I try to share the names with you. Ball now sits at the Red Bull, no, actually the Clay County 35-yard line, where it's third and about 25. 10-10 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County leads 32-0. Two wide either side. Burchett going to throw the ball on third and long. Pass is caught. Coach Edwards, help me watch and see. It is Weston Birdwell. His first catch, I believe, of the season. I can quickly tell you. I'll pull out my offensive totals. Look at the receivers, and his name is not there. So his first catch of the year. Ball now at the 40. So he'll pick up a 5 for Birdwell on his first high school catch. Joseph Markham on the punt, 4th and 20 now for Clay County after the big holding penalty. High short kick by Markham. Hits at the Red Bull and 40, and it's going to die there. Be downed by Burnett. So it'll be interesting to see if Clay County goes with the reserve defensive players. I feel like Red Bull then will be able to move the football some perhaps. The quarterback, Aubrey Link, has played well. If the receivers can just hang on to a few of his passes, it'll be interesting here to see what happens, as we do have a full set of reserves for Clay County. Up front's going to be T.J. Crawford, Stone Lynn, and another lineman. I'll have to get that number. 53, run play for Ebon Springs, and they do move the football. They're going to move it all the way to the end zone unless Birdwell can make the touchdown-saving tackle. He cannot. So one play and a touchdown for Red Bull and Springs. That was the starting tailback in. Red Bull and Springs has around 12 to 13 players over on the sideline, so they do have some reserves, but a big 60-yard touchdown run for the Red Dogs, and no running clock coming anytime soon in this one. 32-6, now the new score.
Yeah, Daniel, you can't blame Coach Johnson. You got a bigger fish to fry come up next Friday night. Mm-hmm. Pull your starters. We don't have a whole lot of reserves that are capable of playing, just to be honest with you. So you can't stand to lose a single starter at this point.
Well, we'll watch the two-point play. Link throws for the corner of the end zone. Nice ball, and it's going to be caught for the two-point conversion. We'll stay with you here. 9:09 left in the third. 32-6 the score, the score on the scoreboard after Red Bull and strikes there. 32-8 rather with the two-point conversion. This year with the COVID-19 stuff, any inner squad things other than varsity contests not allowed. So typically you would have tried to schedule a few JV games for these younger players, and we played in some tight games this year. Honestly, our reserves have not had a ton of reps during this 2020 season, and a lot of that due in part to the inability to schedule JV games. So a lot of times you might see that take place on a Monday or a Thursday, and this year, none of that.
Yeah, that's a big factor, for this young team, just to be honest with you. No experience whatsoever, even moving forward, looking into the future.
Right.
Not had time to develop any depth, really.
That's true. Freshmen all over the field last year playing varsity ball, and we've got some other freshmen this year. Fortunately, we've not had to use them, but as you mentioned, hadn't got to develop them either. So it's been a strange and tough year all around the sport, no doubt. Just very fortunate that Clay County able to play in 9 actual contests during this season where so many teams have struggled to get contests in. Jacob Burnett on the carry on the return. He's at the 50. Good return. I keep saying Burnett. That was not Burnett. That's number 10, Canyon Short. One of those freshmen that we talked about. His older brother Mitchell played several years ago. He's out of that Short clan. The Markhams and the Burchetts, all cousins to them. Such a talented family. Canyon, another one of those family members. I think he's going to have a solid career here. And we've not called his name much just because our skill players are in place and we've not had to go to those reserve freshmen a whole lot.
Still got the number twos in here across the board, looks like, Daniel. Let's see if Burchett can get a drive here with Walthall in the backfield.
After the Canyon Short kickoff return, Clay County takes over with good field position at the Red Bull and Springs 49. Burchett going to throw the ball, releases downfield, targeting a man. A good ball. It was intended for Joseph Birdwell on the seam route, but Birdwell couldn't hang on. Good pass by Jimmy.
It was just a simple post route on the outside. Daniel Birdwell had the inside position, and honestly, Burchett, put it on him right there, hit him right in the hands. Just again, kind of inexperienced, hadn't really had the live action for Birdwell on the outside, and you see the drop there.
Looks like as these offensive subs are in, looks like offensive coordinator Chris Harris giving assistant coach Marshall Burge the opportunity to get involved on the play con a little bit. He's down there with him, tutoring him as Burch sends in the plays to Burchett. Ball carry that time was Canyon Short. Very little gain, if any. And we'll call it a gain of none. Third and 10 now. Incomplete pass on first down. Rush by Short for no gain on second. Third and long, 8:20 and ticking, third quarter action. Clay County with a healthy 32-8 lead over Red Bull Springs. 3 wide outs to the left, 1 to the right. Jimmy Burchett in the gun. Canyon Short at his right hip. Stonelin has a nice snap. Burchett with it now, gives to Short. Short with a man on top of him. And Canyon going to lose yardage on that carry. Clay County retreats the football back to the 45, where the older kids will come back out for the punt team duties. Coach, I may hound you a little in this second half. I'm very curious about the Monterey score. I'm sure we don't have an update right now, do we?
No, nothing right now, then.
Markham with a nice punt. Boots it away. It hits at the Red Bull Springs 30. Rolls on down to around the 20, where it goes out of bounds. Good job by Joseph. Joseph with over 100 yards rushing in the first half alone. If we chose to keep feeding him here in the second half, he could have easily had over 200 on the night.
Yeah, and it was a pleasure to watch him. Downhill, physical run attack from Joseph Markham. I think we might be developing something there that we could need in this postseason run.
Something else we've developed, we've seen Keaton Arms throwing the ball more tonight than usual. We've not went that route a lot. On the season, Keaton 40 of 89 for 560 yards, only averaging 70 yards a game through the air. And an interception on the field. Tyler Wathel, very similar to Wade Coons earlier, dropping back in coverage, got in the passing lane, read the quarterback, and picks off Aubrey Link. Nice play on defense by Wathel. We saw him play defensive line earlier in the year, but naturally he is a linebacker, and that's what he was playing there. So Clay County now with an opportunity on a short field from the Red Bull and Springs 29-yard line.
Great play by Wathel again. Just got a good drop from that linebacker position, Daniel, and he's sure-handed. You know, we've already seen him make a couple of tackles on special teams with the starters early on and talked about the future he's got here. Let's see if he's in the backfield now getting the ball.
Wathel on the carry. Has room this time. Runs hard. Gets down to the 20. Pickup of 9 for Tyler Wathel, the freshman. Setting up Clay County with a 2nd and 1 from the edge of the red zone. Clock now at 7 minutes and ticking. Third quarter. Black and Gold Dogs 32, Red Dogs 8. Burgett comes to the sideline, gets the call, trots back out. Dogs break huddle and come to the line. Jess Cox at left tackle. T.J. Crawford at right tackle. Stone Lynn the center. I'm not sure who the guards are. Handoff again to Wathel. He tests the right side of his offensive line. Not much there. Picks up 2, advancing down to the Red Bull and Springs 18-yard line. Clay County going to be 6-4 officially on the season in regular season play. A winning record, honestly, for a long time there here in the 21st century. It was a struggle for this football program to put together winning seasons, and they've done it now several years in a row. I believe last year we were 8-4, the year before 6-5, and before that a 5-5 regular season, and the first round loss to Whipple made us 5-6 on the campaign. So things looking up here, and a penalty comes out. Burgett was targeting the slot receiver on a 5-yard out, and either pass interference call. Thomas, what did you see?
Well, I saw interference downfield, but the flag was thrown here in the area of maybe roughing the passer or something, Daniel.
Burgett was hit after he released the ball. Not a very aggressive contact, but either way, that's what they're calling, isn't it? Ball's going to march closer to the Red Dog end zone, and it's spotted at the 9. First and goal, I believe, from the Red Bull and Springs 9. Burgett in the gun. Wathel at his left hip. 2 wideouts to either side. Braden Allred in the slot to the right, joined on the outside by Hunter Kyle. Hand off to Wathel inside. He's at the 5. He's going to go into the end zone. First rushing touchdown of young Tyler Wathel's career. He entered tonight with only 3 carries on the season for a total of -1, those stats change as he gets positive yardage here tonight in his first touchdown.
And a nice run. Showed the vision there, Daniel. Took it to the left-hand side, was out behind the strong side of the offensive line, and then cut off the rears into the end zone. Saw the crease and took it.
38-8 now the score. Keaton Arms trots back out to hold this extra point attempt. Bryson Burchett to snap. Levi Garrett to kick. Snap, set, kicks away. Another low one. It hits the crossbar and is no good. Levi Garrett tonight has struggled with extra points, just been hitting them where they're sailing a little low on him. With that missed kick, Clay County 38, Red Bull and Springs 8, 5 minutes left in the third.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Canyon Short records the tackle on the kickoff after the Tyler Wathel touchdown. Redbone Springs takes back over. 5:45 left here in the third quarter. Been a slow third quarter so far. Lots of scoring. Redbone Springs has scored. Clay County also scored. Redbone takes over at their own 38 with three wideouts to the right, one to the left. Aubrey Link in the shotgun. Link, a dangerous passer. We'll have to see what head coach Jeffrey Link, who we assume is his dad, wants to do on this possession. Hand off to a running back. Going to be brought down by number 50, Ben Maxfield. Ben Maxfield recording the stop. Ben's first of his career. His brother Dylan, one of the all-time leading tacklers ever in Bulldog football history. I guess technically the Clay County High School era leading tackler. Kenny Garrett, the leading tackler from yesteryear at Salina High School. Second and one after a pickup of nine for Redbone Springs. We have done a horrible job bringing you names of their players tonight. We don't officially have a roster. Miss Gina Edwards did send us one earlier. We at least have the quarterback's name. Link's under center. Hands off again to a different running back. He's got a head of steam. Joseph Birdwell going to bring him down. Birdwell hitting him low, taking his wheels out from under him. Only after the Redbone Springs running back picked up that first down, though. Red Dogs have it now in Clay County territory at the 45, first and 10.
You know, you talked about JB action earlier on for this reserve Clay County Bulldog team that's in here now. You got to understand they're playing against a starting offense at the single A level here. I know it's Redbone and Springs, but still, you know, a huge difference in experience between these two squads right now on the field, and Clay County doing a fine job. It's an even ballgame so far.
One thing I've always said about these situations, these guys that are currently playing defense right now for Clay County, well, they've run scout team offense all week, so they should know the Redbone Springs offense as well as our varsity defenders did. You know,
right.
They should recognize these formations and these plays and maybe give them a little insight to pre-snap as to what might be coming. Penalty, false start on Redbone prior to the snap. First and 15 now. Ball spotted at midfield right at the 50. Under 4 minutes to play, 3:55 and ticking third quarter. Aubrey Link under center. Two stand-up tailbacks behind him, a wing and a tight end to the left. Hand off to number 11. He's around left side, has a full head of steam. Dodges a man. He's off to the races. Can you short catch him? It's a foot race. And no, he cannot. Another touchdown. The second of the second half for Redbone Springs is number 11. Coach, you want to pull that roster back up? We'll try to get his name. Templeton, that's right.
Don't know the first name, but the last name was Templeton. We'll pull it back up here in a second.
3:39 mark of the third quarter. 38-14 to score. Redbone Springs is going to attempt a two-point play. They converted the last that they tried. Hundred-yard line for the young man. Dylan Templeton, a senior running back. 2 point is good. 16-38. Clay County leading right now by 22 over the Red Dogs.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live, Red Bone Springs kicking it off. Goes out of bounds. Clay County will be taking over. Looks like at their own 37. It went out of bounds prior to the 35. Reserve offense comes back out. Looks like these starters are done for the night unless something crazy happens here. And Red Bone climbs back in it further than they already have. Clay County going to take over at their own 43. 3:36 left here in the third quarter. Been a slow third quarter. Three touchdowns scored in it so far. Two wide either side. Tyler Waffle sits at the right hip of Jimmy Burchett, who's in the shotgun. Here's the snap from Stone Lynn. Hand off to Waffle again. Cuts back against the grain. Picks up one, advancing up the 44. Red Bull and Springs going to finish their season with a 2-8 record, I believe it was. They were 1-7. They're going to be 1-8, rather. I'm sorry. Somewhere along the line, they had a COVID game as well, just a 9-game regular season for them. Clay County, no injuries to this point tonight. Going to go into the big first-round playoff game fully healthy. As long as Carson Sharp can heal back up over a bit of a gimpy hip injury. He has played tonight, though.
Yeah.
Burchett to pass on second nine, rolls to his right under pressure, releases downfield. It's incomplete. He was targeting number two, the freshman Braden Allred.
You know, the only other injury there would be Bryson Burchett. I think he had an ankle injury in practice this week. Tried to go there early. Made the first stop of the ball game, if you remember. Tackle for loss, and then came up a little gimpy on that angle again. So hopefully in the next week he can kind of rehab and heal up that ankle by Friday night also.
Definitely. The Cougars have a pretty potent offense. As we mentioned, though, Copper Basin, who will be our opponent next week for the opening round, has only played two games since September the 11th, their last action coming October the 16th. They're starting quarterbacks out with an ACL injury. It's my understanding their backup quarterback also has a ligament injury of some type. I think he will be in action, but maybe not at quarterback. Clay County getting a delay of game here, setting up 3rd and 14 after it was 2nd and 9. So a very winnable game. For Clay County, Copper Basin with a pretty stellar record, 7-2, I guess, on the year after their forfeit tonight. I don't guess that counts as a loss, though, for them, so 7-1, I suppose. Burgett going to run it, 3rd and 14. He's at the 45-50. 45, run out of bounds around the Redbone Springs 40. Enough for the first down, so sophomore Jimmy Burgett. And, you know, Jimmy's out here playing with these younger guys, and he's a varsity player, and you can really see it there as he breaks the huddle and goes on the scramble. His role in this primarily is a handoff guy and a passer, but when he has to and he runs, you can tell he's a little bit deeper talent level than these other guys. He's an experienced player, even though he's a sophomore.
No doubt. We've seen Jimmy Burchett make play after play this season. You know, he had the huge kick return touchdown that won the game at Westmoreland game. Played some great defense at linebacker. Had some catches throughout the season. And you're right, he's got a little bit extra pep in his step out there.
Dog snapping now from the Red Bull on 42. Hand off to Waffle. He picks up about 2 yards, advancing to the 40, and meets a host of Red Dogs and gets driven back. Forward progress is granted, though. Should set up 2nd and 8 after Waffle picks up 2. 2:05 and ticking here in the third quarter. Got a full moon out tonight. Temperature in the low 40s. A lot of folks would say it's football weather. I know, Coach Edwards, you made the comment this was basketball weather. You'd just as soon be in a gym right now with these cooler temperatures. Dogs break huddle on second and eight. They've stayed with this two line out to either side set now for the entirety of the reserve action. Burchett gets the snap, hands off to Canyon short, tries hard to get to the edge and cannot do it. Red Bullen is playing their starting defense still, I think. I'm sure Coach Link has subbed in people here and there, but there's not been a mass substitution. A flag down on that play. It was second and eight. We'll have to see what we've got after the penalty is assessed. Odds are it's against Clay County. No, face mask against Red Bullen Springs. The ball's marched forward and placed at the Red Bullen Springs 39-yard line. Where Clay County will have it. I'm not sure. It was second nine prior to the play. I don't know if the play counts. It's going to be third down now or what. Everybody seems a little confused. They flip it to fourth down, and I know that's wrong. Now it's on third. Ball from the 39. It was a 5-yard face mask. Happened behind the line of scrimmage deep in the backfield, so it sets up third and seven. Minute 25 and ticking. Clay County does lead 38-16. I hadn't said the score in a few minutes. I apologize for that. Ball's on the ground. Burchett tried to hand off to short. Clay County could not hang on. And Red Bullen Springs recovers. 38-16, and Red Bullen here with a bit of an opportunity to climb back in this. They trail by 22, but a score here could cut it to a two-possession game. May have to bring those starters back out at some point. Not yet, I don't guess. It would be a little soon to push the panic button, but definitely a Red Bullen score here would make things a little tighter. Minute 14 left in the third as Red Bullen takes over first and 10 from their own 42, 58 yards away from the Clay County end zone.
Let's see if Lawhall and this reserve defense can get a stop here.
They're playing pretty tight to the line. Looks like they're ready for a run, targeting the Red Dogs back. And here it is off the right side. Nice tackle made. Joseph Bird will flying up. We talked about him earlier being an aggressive defender, and he shows it there. He plays corner but has the aggression of a safety. Makes the stop, allowing only 2 yards, setting up second and eight now. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Freshman quarterback Aubrey Link leaves the sideline, comes to the huddle with the play. One that could be the last play of the quarter, depending on whether it's run or pass. Link's going to be under center. Prepares to snap with 30 seconds and ticking left. Hand off to the fullback inside. He's met by a host of dogs. Keeps his feet moving. Churns ahead across the 45 to the Red Bullen Springs 47. Going to set up third and around four. 15 seconds now left in the quarter. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. Clay County 38. Red Bullen Springs 16. Red Bullen hustling to the line. Going to try to get one off. And they do. Link with it. Hands off to the back. The buzzer sounds mid-play. Tackle for loss made. Thomas, who was the primary?
I'm thinking it might have been Stone Lynn, Daniel. Have to look here. See if 61, I think, gets up there.
59, Coach Edwards says. And I don't have a number on 59. I'm wanting to say probably Hayden McGee.
I think you're right.
We'll credit Hayden McGee with the stop as the third quarter ends. Clay County 38, Red Bullen 16.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program.
Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here live for the fourth and final quarter. Red Bull and Springs with it from their own 45, fourth and seven. Link in the gun. Here's the snap. Wants to pass downfield under pressure and sack. We're trying to see who that dog was. He had on black sleeves. That's him right there. I'm pointing at him, but y'all can't see him. So, 57, no? Stone Lynn with the big turnover on down sack. Nice job by the sophomore. Lynn, another who I look to have big junior and senior campaigns as a Bulldog. Probably the heir apparent to the throne there at center with the departure of Seth Eads after this season ends. Clay County taking over with a short field. 40 yards away from Red Bull and Springs. End zone. 11:52 left to play in the fourth. Red Bull and Springs loading the line of scrimmage. 10 men in the box. And we have gone to our third quarterback of the night, Jacob Burnett, the senior, who's in there handing that one off. Who was the ball carrier? Waddle? Waddle was the ball carrier. Ball now sets. Had the Red Bull in 36 after a pickup of four by Waddle. Play originated at the Red Bull and 40. Second and six, Jacob Burnett under center. Heavy backfield behind him. Stand up, tailbacks Waffle. Hand off to him. He gets close to the first down. I believe he'll be a yard short, though. They're going to spot him at the 31 where it should be third and one. I'd like to see Burnett come out of there with a what we used to would have called a quarterback nine there, Thomas. Just a boot, naked bootleg or something. See if Jacob couldn't run for the end zone with it.
Well, we all know he's got the speed to do it, Daniel.
They marked Waffle a little short of what I thought he had. Third and a long two now. Burnett under center. Double fullbacks behind him. Hand off to Waffle again. He's stymied there at the line of scrimmage. No gain. Big fourth down here. For Clay County. 10:25 and ticking. The Clay Countyans lead 38-16. That was a big stop for the Dog defense on that last possession. You know, Red Bull and Springs, the previous two possessions had scored. That would have made it a two-possession game, had they? But the reserve defenders were having no part of that, Stone Lynn particularly, on that fourth down sack. Burnett under center.
See if Burnett pulls it here, Daniel. It'd be a good time. And he does.
He runs it. No blocking on the edge, but Burnett trying to do it by himself. He breaks two tackles, still fighting. He's going to be taken out of bounds. Jacob doing it all on his own there. It was the naked bootleg, but we didn't get the end man on the line of scrimmage hook, so Burnett had to dodge a man immediately. And as fun as that was to watch, I do worry about Burnett taking those hits here late in this game when he doesn't necessarily have to. There is a Red Bull and Springs player injured here on the sideline. Red Bull is going to have it on offense after a Clay County turnover on downs when we come back from the break.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it. Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obie River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obie River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, it was Dylan Templeton who was down injured for Red Bull and Springs. Fortunately, though, he was able to get up and walk off the field under his own power. 9:49 left to play in the contest. Clay County 38, Red Bull and Springs 16. Red Dogs have it starting first and 10 from their own 33. Hand off to a running back. He's around left side. Has a lot of room. He's across midfield. 45-40 down the sideline. A flag comes out. He's brought down finally around the 20-yard line. However, this one probably going to come back. Some type of a blocking the back play. Rojo.
Mm-hmm.
Number 23. As we've mentioned several times, Clay County going to travel to Copper Basin next Friday night. About a 3.5-hour trip. We hope that as many as possible do make that trip, so Clay County will, the Dogs will have a good atmosphere there supporting them. Clay County always supports its teams well, travels well. However, that one is about 160 miles away. If you can't make the trip, we will be there to call it. CarQuest pregame show will go live at 5 p.m. Central Time because Copper Basin is in the Eastern time zone. Kickoff will be 7 o'clock Eastern. 9:30 and ticking, fourth quarter. Red Bullin with the ball, first and 10. It was brought back after the penalty to the Red Bullin Springs 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield. Clay County leading 38-16. And a timeout going to be taken. We're going to go to break here. Fourth quarter, as we said, Clay County 38, Red Bullin Springs 16.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Tackle projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Back here live, inside blitz on a pass play. That Dog defender wisely picked up by an offensive lineman. Link has to run it, though, had nowhere to go downfield, and he's brought down for about a 2-yard gain at the 50. Who was that on the kamikaze blitz?
I think it might have been Ben Maxfield on the blitz, but he wasn't a tackler, Daniel, and I still can't pick up the number.
53,
I think, was the tackler.
That'd be Ricardo McElroy recording the stop. His second on the season. Sophomore inside linebacker for the Dogs. Red Bull and Breaks Huddle. 8.5 minutes left and ticking here, fourth quarter. Clay County leading 38-16. Red Bull with it. Second and 8 from midfield at the 50. Aubrey Link in the gun, releases to his left, passes caught. Two tackles dodged, but the third one made. Hunter Kyle on the stop. Sophomore outside linebacker getting involved on the action. Good enough for the first down, though, by Red Bowen Springs. And I've been very impressed with the young quarterback for Red Bowen Springs, Aubrey Link. Thomas has mentioned several times he's a left-handed thrower, and he's very accurate. Hadn't went deep downfield much. It's been a lot of intermediate to short range passing, but very accurate with his balls. He's been picked off twice, but credit those to good defensive plays by Wade Coons and Tyler Wathel more than mistakes by the quarterback himself. First and 10 for Red Bullin. They've got it at the Clay County 41. Link goes under center. Here's the snap. Handing off to a running back inside. Good form tackle made. I believe McElroy again involved. Yeah, 53. Or is that Max? Is that 50?
I'm thinking it was 50.
Yeah, that's 50. Ben Maxfield on the stop. Good form by the freshman. He comes from a long line of linebackers. His dad, David Maxfield, current Sonic K8 principal and former Clay County Bulldog head football coach. A good defender himself back in the early 90s
his senior campaign being 1991.
Played alongside him back there, Daniel. He was outside linebacker. I was at the corner behind him. He was a good player and, you know, as his sons do, laid it all on the line when he was on the field.
Templeton back to form, takes it around the left side of the Redbone Springs offensive line, and he's run out of bounds way downfield inside the 20. Who recorded the stop? Was it Birdwell?
I think it might have been Short back there, Daniel, number 10.
Yeah, 10's Canyon Short.
We're right on that Hayden McGee. We just got a text on the hotline here. Says he put on number 59 in halftime.
He's worn a couple different numbers tonight.
Appreciate that listener letting us know.
I think the reason he does so is coach uses him sometimes as an up back on the offensive line, so he has to have that eligible number to play the skill position. Templeton again on the handoff, Redbone Springs from around the 20. He's down to inside the 10 where he's wrestled out of bounds.
22.
By Weston Birdwell, number 22. 6.5 minutes left here at Redbone Springs High School. Clock is stopped due to Dylan Templeton going out of bounds.
Coach says it was 33.
Oh, Hunter Kyle on the stop. Well, it looks like we have a dog down cramping. Something a bit unusual this late in the season, but it appears to be that. We're going to go to break here. Clay County 38, Redbone Springs 16. 6.5.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live. Second and short for Redbone Springs. Handing off to Dylan Templeton. He's off the left side. Met by a host of dogs. About four guys legitimately involved on the stop. It was down in the trenches. Templeton did pick up enough for the first down. Redbone going to have it first and goal. Somewhere down around the Clay County 5. Redbone driving left or right from our vantage point. Exactly 6 minutes left here in this contest. Clay County 38, Redbone 16.
3 minutes left in Monterey, guys, and Gordonsville's up 20-13.
20-13 the score. Still a single possession game. 3 minutes left, you say?
Correct. 3 minutes.
Aubrey Link under center. Play action pass. Rolls to the left. Releases. Caught. Touchdown, Redbone. 5:38 mark of this fourth quarter. Redbone draws a little closer. 38-22. Prior to substitutions, the varsity had it 32-9. And we've seen a pretty good battle between our reserves and Redbone Springs since that time.
We have fumble killed the last drive for Clay County. If you'll remember, Daniel, the drive before that, they answered a Red Bull and score. So, you know, this reserve Clay County team's played pretty well.
Link on the two-point, throws for the corner, receiver falls down. So after that incomplete pass on the two-point conversion, Clay County 38, Red Bull and Springs 22. It's a two-possession game, 16-point difference.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook.
Salina Lumber Company, the getting place.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, Clay County 38, Red Bull and Springs 22. 5:38 mark of this fourth quarter. Red Bull, I'm going to go ahead and onside kick it here. Clay County, though, doing a nice job following on it, and I believe that was Levi Garrett, the sophomore, in there. As we mentioned before, you don't have second units on a single-A team necessarily for a special team. So we did have our normal return team out there. Levi Garrett doing a nice job getting on that onside kick. And we have gone back to our number ones. A little too close for comfort here for Coach Johnson. Going to go ahead and at least let his guys run it down the field. I don't expect us to throw the ball here, but who knows?
Run this clock out, I would imagine, Daniel. It's a few first downs. Let Red Bull and burn their timeouts.
Arm's going to be in the gun. Back to the starting offense. A tight end and a wide out to either side. Keaton with it. Hands it off to Joseph Markham. He's on the left side of the offensive line, and a good job. Tackle made by Dylan Templeton. Markham's forward progress advances it up to the Red Bull and Springs 47. The play originated at the 49, so pickup of 2 for Joseph to add to his tally on the night. He's went over the century mark for the first time this season, I believe, and has 2 rushing touchdowns at least, maybe more, to hear a complete rundown of the stats tonight. Stay tuned for the Carquest postgame show where Thomas will give us all of the Bulldog numbers. Tight end and a wide out to either side, arms in the gun. Markham the stand-up back behind him, and a whistle blows prior to anything taking place on the field. 4:53 mark of this fourth and final quarter. And 38-22 the score. As we mentioned, when the varsity Bulldogs were pulled, it was 32-9 in favor of Clay County. Since that time, Red Bull and Springs has kind of won it here against our JV. We've scored 6 during that span with our young guys, and they've scored 22. With their starting backfield.
That's right. You know, starting quarterback, starting backfield. I don't think they've subbed, just to be honest with you, at this time. And they picked up the flag, looks like, don't you?
We'll try it again. 2nd and 8. Ball at the Red Bull and Springs, 47. Arms in the gun. He's played well tonight. But it's been over a full quarter since he's been in there. Arms watching the back judge here, waiting for him to start the 5-second count. Just letting this time tick. Clock is running. 4.5 minutes now. Keaton waiting for the signal. And finally, the back judge starts his count. And Keaton goes into action. Here's the snap. Hand off to Markham. Goad pulling around. Nice block by Dalton to open it up. But Markham being brought down around the line of scrimmage, though, by somebody knifing through from the backside. I like to see Gold pulling on those trap plays.
Gain of 2 for Markham on that one.
Sets up 3rd and 6. 3:53 and ticking. We'll see Keaton come to the line and do the same thing again. Watch the back judge. Let time tick away. Coach Johnson not looking to necessarily score again by putting back in these varsity players, just looking to go ahead and get on out of this one with everybody healthy and maintaining the lead. Looks like Wade Coombs, left guard man, moved dirty. Clay County backing up now. We're going to have it 3rd and 11 around midfield, so 2-4 down territory, so don't necessarily have to pass here.
I think you may see it here, Daniel. Like you say, just kind of get this one over with, maybe pick up a first down and run out this clock.
Ball sitting directly at midfield at the 50.
Third and 11. Clay County breaks huddle, 3:15 and ticking. The Black and Gold Dogs do lead, 38-22 over the Red Dogs. 47th annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Clay County winners of 40 of those in the past. Red Bull has won 6. Longest Salina / Clay County winning streak, 20 years long, 1979 through 1998. Red Bull won 3 in a row, 2014 through 2016. Arms having to run, flushed out of the pocket. He's hit hard and a fumble forced. Nice hit by number 10, Red Bull Springs. Knocked the football out of Arms' hand. Let me break it back down for you. Clay County did have a pass play drawn up. There was penetration in the pocket. Arms had to roll to his left, broke the pocket run, had a nice gain, but before he came down to the turf, the ball came out of his hands. Red Bull takes back over here. And we're going to go ahead with our starting defense just to make sure that Red Bull don't score and make this a one-possession contest. 2:39 left as they take over. Pretty short field. They have it at their own 44, 56 yards away from points. They could make it a one-possession contest. 2:39 on the clock, 1st and 10. Aubrey Lincoln the gun, 3 wide to the right, runs the ball inside. Pickup of 1 for Red Bull, setting up 2nd and 9. Who made the stop?
Wade Coons, up the middle.
Coons records one of his first tackles tonight. It's not that he has not played well, it's just that the defensive line has been so dominant, they've racked up a lot of stops tonight.
Yeah, and then, you know, you've seen Red Bull go to the air quite a bit too. A lot of incompletions on that side of the ball. Just not big tackle numbers tonight.
No. 2nd and 9 for Red Bull Springs. They didn't care about hustling and trying to save time here. A lot of times ticked off. Minute 55 as they snap here. Double move, play action pass. Little pump fake going down the sideline. Incomplete. Good coverage by Jacob Burnett. Little slant and go. Falls incomplete. Clock stops at the 1:49 mark. It'll be 3rd and 9. I'm sure that someone tomorrow morning will get up, look at this final score, and say, wow, that's a tight game. But once again, we remind you that before the varsity was pulled, it was 32-9 in favor of Clay County.
Yeah, and you see that on these last two possessions, or, you know, two possessions of this ball game, Clay County defense pretty much stifling Red Bull, and as they go, it would have been a shutout tonight if they had played this entire contest. And but like you say, good call by Coach Johnson to get those guys off the field.
Bigger fish to fry next week at Copper Basin. Link to throw on 3rd and 8, passes incomplete. Stops the clock, minute 43. And it's going to be 4th and 9. Red Bull will again throw here, try to pick up the first. And then Clay County will pretty much be able to take knees on it, just run it out, if they can come up with a stop here on 4th and 8. Clay County going to be 6-4 on the regular season. Those 4 losses coming to Stone Memorial, White County, both much larger schools. And to 2 Region 4A opponents, Monterey and Gordonsville. Tough losses there. Those two are doing battle tonight in Monterey. Last score we heard with 3 minutes left was Gordonsville 20, Monterey 13. 3 wide to the left, Red Bullet. Here's the snap to Link. He looks to throw, releases downfield, almost intercepted by Wade Coons. Would have been his 2nd of the night. He does swat it down to the turf, though, and Clay Kenny takes back over on a turnover on downs. Minute 36 left as they do so, and this one should do it. Red Bull probably has some timeouts left. They could choose to stop the clock, but I don't believe that they would if we just took a knee on it.
See Arms coming back in here, Daniel. I expect to see victory formation.
And that's what it will be. 2 up backs. Arms going to go up under center, mark on the standing tailback behind him just in case the ball comes loose. Going to hand it to Markham. The ball's on the ground. And Red Bullen says they've recovered. Fortunately, Clay County's defense is able to hold last time, or this would be indeed a gift for Red Bullen. Minute and a half left. and a slow second half.
It has, Daniel. You know, this is one that basically Clay County has had control of since the very start. We have seen, you know, that first drive, we saw a few miscues and that kind of thing. But definitely the superior team here on this field, Clay County is. You hate to see the starters have to come back in here late, but you got to understand what Coach Johnson is doing. He's just trying to get this one over.
Sure. First and 10, Red Bull. They've got it at their own 43, minute and a half left. Link under center. He's going to hand off to Templeton, who's around the left side. Flags go everywhere. No, those are balls being thrown in the stands across the way. There's about three objects that all flew up in there at the same time, and I thought they were the officials' flags. A timeout is taken by Red Bull and Springs. Minute 14 left. We're going to go to break. Clay County 38, Redbone 22.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, hopefully for the final time tonight. Minute 9 left in this contest. Red Bull and Springs on 2nd and 8. Had thrown an incomplete pass, so the clock is stopped. Should be 3rd and 8 now in the contest. Red Bull and Springs has 3 to the right, 1 to the left. Link in the gun here. 38-22 currently the score. Red Dogs have it at their own 45, 55 yards away from points. Link heaves it deep down the sideline where it's going to be intercepted by Alec Kerr. Clay County going to take back over, and you would think this time we'll see Keaton Arms take a knee and get on out of this thing. Clay County will take over and a fresh set of downs. 61 seconds left here in regulation. We appreciate you tuning in tonight and listening for this regular season finale. And we will be back on next Friday night from East Tennessee for the playoffs.
You call that East Tennessee? That's like the southeastern most point you can get to, isn't it?
It is. A little community called Ducktown is where Copper Basin's at. And Markham going to carry it on 1st and 10 and hit by about 4 different Red Dogs. Forward progress stopped. He does pick up 3 yards on the play. Advancing the ball up to the Red Bull and Springs 38-yard line. Play originated at the 35. Arm's going to be under center again. And this time he takes a knee on it. That's going to do it for this one. 20 seconds left to tick off the clock. Clay County going to go to 6-4 on the regular season here in 2020. They are the Region 4 3 seed. They will take on the Region 3 2 seed, Copper Basin Cougars, next week. Horn's going to blow here in a few seconds, making this one final. Clay County winners tonight, 38-22 in the 47th annual Battle of the Bulldogs. Clay County now 41-6 all time in the series. Stay with us here on the Horizon Sports Network for the Carquest Postgame Show.
Coming up, the Carquest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top player by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong, a final look at area scores of interest from producer Rob Edwards, and much more on the CarQuest post-game show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to The Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, The Getting Place.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size. When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Clay County Electric can help make gift giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Clay County Farm Supply is not only your local one-stop shop for all things farm-related, but they also carry a full line of Pro Hardware brand products, building supplies, and much more. Owners Randy and Charlotte Copeland make sure their business is the community's leader in farm products and feed while offering a wide array of home improvement building supplies. Why go anywhere else? Stop in today or give them a call at 931-243-4169. Their entire staff wishes the Dogs best of luck this football season. Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related, plus so much more.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With today's fast pace, everybody needs convenience, and Bulldog fans don't have to look far to find it.
Whether you're in need of a hot breakfast early in the morning, a quick lunch, pizza for an evening dinner, or anything in between, with Happy Sack and Obi River Markets in Salina, your options are endless. And don't forget about our hunting and fishing supplies, cold drinks, and other conveniences on both ends of town. Happy Sack and Obi River Markets of Salina, offering Bulldog fans hometown convenience any time of the day.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
This is Daniel Strong. This is Daniel Strong here on the Horizon Sports Network, CarQuest post-game show. Clay County winners tonight, the regular season finale, final score. Bulldogs of Clay County, 38. Bulldogs of Redbourn Springs, 32. Dogs 6-4 now on the season. 22, I'm sorry. 38-22, Clay County winners. Heading to Copper Basin next week for the opening round of the playoffs. And when the varsity was pulled in this one, 32-0, strong performance by Clay County.
It was, and it started early. And the first touchdown came from Keaton Arms to Alan Kerr, a 33-yarder at the 6:04 mark, make it 6-0. Markham followed that up with the beginning of his big night with a 42-yard dash into the end zone, 12-0. Kerr had a 1-yard run to make it 19-0. Markham had a 2-yard run, make it 25-0. And then the senior, Seth Eads, 4-yard touchdown to give you a halftime score of 32-0. After that, we saw reserves only. Red Bull and Springs kind of had their way with the reserves in the second half. And then Tyler Walker added a touchdown for your final score for Clay County. So, pretty good performance by the starters. Reserves in the second half, trying to keep these starters healthy for next week. And we see the final look a little different.
My favorite moment of the night, Seth Eads getting that rushing touchdown. A nice payoff for him, working so hard at center all his career, getting the touchdown. Coach, I know Red Bullen only had 5 positive yards at the half. That changed in the second half. Do you have numbers?
I do, Daniel. We've got 192 yards of total offense, 17 rushes for 172 of those 192. Quarterback
Aubrey Link
was 4 of 20 for 20 yards through the air, 1 touchdown, 3 interceptions.
And he should have been 14 of 20 because there were a lot of drops.
There were.
Offensive stats, or do you want to start defense?
No, we'll go offense, Daniel. Clay County ran 54 offensive plays tonight for a total of 284 yards and the 6 touchdowns. 41 rushes for 190 yards, 5 touchdowns there. Keaton Arms went, had 2 different quarterbacks. Have to look here, Daniel. 5 for 9 for 89 yards and a 33-yard touchdown to Kerr. Jimmy Burchett was 1 for 4 with 1 completion for 5 yards, so a total of 94 yards through the air for Clay County. Receiving-wise, Burchett caught 3 passes. Also, there you go, he completed a pass and caught balls.
He
3
did.
Passes for 36 yards. Kerr had 2 for 53 yards in the touchdown, and Weston Burwell 1 for 5 yards. Rushing tonight, Canyon Short had 3 carries, negative 4 yards. Tyler Waffle had 10 carries for 30 yards tonight. Seth Eads, 1 for 4, the touchdown. Carson Sharp had 4 carries for 9 yards. Alec Kerr had 3 carries for 12 yards. Jimmy Burchett had 2 carries for 28 yards. Jacob Burnett had 1 carry for 0 yards. And Keaton Arms ended up with 2 carries on the night for 4 yards.
Waffle also a touchdown on his
rushing. He did have a TD, and I didn't call off the TDs. Eads TDs, Markham 2 touchdowns. Kerr also had another rushing touchdown. So, pretty good night running the ball.
Defensive?
Well, I failed to mention one rusher there.
Oh.
And that was Joseph Markham tonight, 15 carries for 119 yards and a 2 touchdown. Defensively, Markham had 1 stop. Burchett, let's see, that was Bryson Burchett, 2 tackles, 1 for loss. Jacob Burnett, 2 tackles, 1 for loss. Tyler Waffle, 4 tackles and an interception. Dalton Gold, 5 tackles tonight, a sack, and one of those for loss. Hunter Kyle had three stops. John Hamilton had one. Wade Coons had one stop and an interception. Kenyon Short, two. Ben Maxfield, two. The smaller Birdwell?
Joseph
Birdwell had two stops. Hayden McGee had one tackle. It was for loss. Stone Lynn had one tackle and a big sack on a fourth down, if you remember. Ricardo McElroy won. Alec Kerr won and the interception. We'll go straight into that TDS top performer if you want to, Daniel.
We will. It is time to announce the TDS top performer, and tonight was Joseph Markham, the sophomore linebacker and running back, and it was more for his play on the offensive side tonight that we chose him. You gave the numbers. I'll let you share them again.
119 yards on 15 carries, Daniel, and the two touchdowns. And not only did he do it with his downhill running, banging away for 6-8 yards at a time, he had a 42-yard touchdown early on in this one, Daniel. He showed it all on that run, too. He showed the power getting through the hole. He showed the burst getting to the second level. He showed the speed getting to the end zone. And then he showed the stiff arm at the goal line before he crossed the stripe. So he can do it all.
He is a nice counterbalance, so to speak, to Carson Sharp, who is our primary ball carrier. Joseph, Carson more of the scat back, the speedster. Markham more of the downhill guy. And, you know, we say this about a lot of different guys. I'd like to see a little bit more
sure.
Joseph Markham. And that's why he seldom ever goes down on first contact. He always fights through at least one guy, maybe two. Just a good football player. He's pretty sure-handed. We've seen him catch touchdowns this year. He's got good hands. He's got good feet. He's just a natural, and he's blossoming and growing. Coach, comments on Joseph Markham as the TDS top performer?
Well, Joseph's a great athlete, guys. I mean, he played basketball as a freshman, didn't play as a sophomore, or hasn't played as a sophomore. Chose to focus on football and do some weightlifting. It's really paid off for him as far as his body. I mean, he's really, if you walk up next to him in the hallway, he's a big guy.
He's not done, right.
And, you know, you see him, like you said, he doesn't go down on first contact. He carries guys with him. And I think he's got a really bright future as a Bulldog on the gridiron.
I agree.
Well, and one thing about Joseph that I want to touch on, too, he's put together, I know this is about the performance here tonight,
yep.
We always kind of go into the season they've had. Joseph put together a great season
yes.
just as an all-around football player.
Special team.
He can do anything. He's the punter. You know, he plays great at linebacker. He makes crucial stops, but he's always consistent with four or five a game. He's had some crucial interceptions in special teams and Joseph's just one of those guys. He's just a football player, and I know that doesn't sound like a great description, but to me it is. If you can play the game in any position and do it well, I think that's important.
Very versatile, and the best days yet to come for Joseph Markham, who was tonight's TDS top performer. And as always, that's brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Coach, we'll kick it to you to wrap this thing up.
All right, final budget pest control scoreboard update for the night. These scores are all final. Westmoreland 14, Cascade 0. So Westmoreland gets the 3 seed over there in their region. Joe Burns 42, Pickett County 6. Joe Burns will be the 4 seed in our region. Watertown 14, East Robb 0. Trousdale 34, Jackson County 8. York 14, Cannon County 13. Gordonsville wins the region title after scoring 20 unanswered points. You know, Monterey's up 13-0, final score 20-13. Macon County holds on 13-0 over Livingston Academy. And winless Whitwell ends up making the playoffs with a thrashing of Lookout Valley 51-13.
Wow. You were totally right about that, Coach. They must be like a, I don't know, can't say they're late season oncomers, but last game type fans they take.
Yeah.
They take it serious at the end of the year.
Right. And that's something we haven't mentioned besides the Copper Basin trip. You know, now that Gordonsville has won the region title, We expect they would be the second round opponent for Clay County, seeing as they're facing, well, they're going to face Whittle. Whittle's going to travel to Gordonsville Friday night when we travel to Copper Basin. The winner of those two games is going to face each other.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bringing joy and happiness by spreading death and destruction.
Folks, that wraps it up here on the Horizon Sports Network on the CarQuest Post Game Show. We're thrilled you tuned in and out. We greatly appreciate you. Final score, Clay County 38, Redbourne Springs 22. Next week, it's playoff time. Coming to you from Southeast Tennessee, Copper Basin High School. If you don't make the trip, tune us in. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. CarQuest pregame show will go live at 6 o'clock Eastern, which is 5 o'clock Central Standard. Join us then.